up a slap shot. Rebound, and they score! Another goal! We've had 3 goals in the first 3 minutes here of play.
As Central Nebraska takes on the colors of fall, the breeze picks up a bit, the temperature drops, and the ice forms. It's times like this when the breeze becomes the storm.
Big hit. He loses his helmet on the hit.
The Breeze 94.5 is proud to present Tri-City Storm Hockey.
Takes a big hit, leaves it for Gomez, a lot of room. Cross-ice pass to Moore, he shoots and scores.
It's time for hockey in the heartland.
Leaves one player, throws it in front. Chance for Lappin, quick wrist shot.
Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Shaffron.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the Breeze 94.5 FM for today's presentation of Tri-City Storm Hockey. The Storm taking on the Fargo Force. Puck drop today is at 5.05 p.m. A little bit of a change here on a Sunday afternoon at the Viero Event Center. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Jared Shaffron. We'll be with you for the entirety of this game. And welcome inside the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm in the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com as the Storm, once again, getting ready to take on the Fargo Force. Fargo right now in fourth place in the USHL's Western Conference. The Storm have dropped down a few spots after their loss the other night. The Storm now have with 11 points and a 5-7-1 record. They're in seventh place in the Western Conference, 2 points ahead of Sioux City, 1 point behind the Omaha Lancers, who picked up 2 wins this weekend. And the Fargo Force this weekend have already had 2 games. They played on Friday and Saturday in Des Moines. They split that series, getting 2 points from the Buccaneers, dropping 2 points on Friday, winning on Saturday. And now this is their third game in 3 days for Fargo. They had to travel last night to Kearney, got in late last night, and now they'll be playing their third game in 3 days. Advantage Storm. For that one, if you ask me, with Fargo playing 3 games this weekend. However, they've been successful, 6-6-2 record with 14 points through 14 games. They've played 1 more game than Tri-City thus far this season, and teams are getting ready to go here tonight from the Viero Event Center. Christian Frey will get the start in net for the Tri-City Storm against Brendan Jensen for the Fargo Force. The Storm will be playing on Wednesday as well, at home against Dubuque coming up this week, but that right now they're focusing on this game with the Fargo Force here on the Breeze 94.5 FM, and we're going to get set here. Once again, the puck will drop just after 5:05 p.m. here in the afternoon game. The Storm are honoring their veterans here in Kearney today. It's Veterans Day game, and just we want to send our thank yous out here from the Breeze to anybody who has served. Thank you very much for your service to our country. We'll take a quick break here on the Viero Wireless pregame show. When we get back, we'll have the complete nutrition game comparisons as well as the Applebee's Coach's Corner. I talked to Josh Algy just a few moments ago, and he's pretty pumped for this game, pretty excited to try to put behind a 5-0 loss that the Storm had to Sioux Falls back on Saturday. You're listening to Storm Hockey right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Bud Light salutes NFL fans and all their superstitions. Like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. And the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. You know that watching the game is not a game. And your Sunday morning routine is a necessary ritual. You're not fooled by those so-called statistics. You've mastered the science of superstition. Thank you for crossing your fingers, for knocking on wood, for refusing to hang out with the bad luck guy on game day. NFL fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do, here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
How hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
I'm
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center here in the Viero Wireless pregame show, getting ready for the Tri-City Storm to take on the Fargo Force here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Once again, I'm Jared Schaffrin. Thanks very much for joining us here tonight as we get ready for these two teams. Check on the Complete Nutrition game comparisons. Once again, the official nutrition supplier of the Tri-City Storm this season, Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of the Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island. And both of these teams coming off of losses. Actually, no, Fargo won their last game, excuse me. But Fargo is 1-1 on the weekend. Tri-City Storm coming off of a 5-0 loss to the Sioux Falls Stampede. Storm have a record of 5-7-1. Fargo is 6-6-2. The Storm have 13.7 penalty minutes per game. That's their average. Fargo's averaging 18 penalty minutes per game. The Storm power play has struggled this season so far at just over 8%. Tri-City has been working on their power play, trying to get some more production from their special teams. Fargo coming in with a just under 16% on the power play. Penalty kill, these teams are about even. Both teams averaging a 78% penalty killing rate. The Storm have two shorthanded goals this season. Fargo has scored three shorthanded goals. And here's been the big discrepancy for the Storm here. Their goals for and goals against, the Storm have scored 24 goals this season and have allowed 42. For Fargo, they've scored 48 goals and have allowed 50. So much more even there for Fargo, as their record is 6-6-2. The Storm, 5-7-1. Those were your Complete Nutrition game comparisons. And the Storm, once again, I mentioned they're coming off of a loss against Sioux Falls at home, and Sioux Falls 5-0 was the final. Dennis Kravchenko with two power play goals doomed the Storm from early on. Todd Skirving added another one. That was his fourth goal against the Storm already this season. And Zeb Knutson had two third period goals to seal the deal, and Sioux Falls defeated the Storm 5-0. In that game, Johan Mattsson started for the Storm, made 29 saves on 33 shots. Christian Fry came in the third period, made 8 saves on 9 shots, and the Storm are hoping to put that one from on Friday behind them. And they have a game here tonight with the Fargo Force. Before the game, I talked to head coach Josh Howgie of the Storm in the Applebee's Coach's Corner. And Applebee's presents the Coach's Corner every Storm game. Visit your local Applebee's neighborhood bar and grill any Wednesday for Applebee's Family Night, featuring kids' meals for only 99 cents with any adult entree purchase. Applebee's, see you tomorrow. And we'll hear what Coach Josh Howgie had to say here in the Applebee's Coach's Corner.
Jared Schaffrin sitting down with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, in the Applebee's Coach's Corner before tonight's game with the Fargo Force. Obviously, Coach, tough one on Friday, tough loss. How do you move on? What's the first step in moving on after a loss like that?
Well, you know, probably the first thing is, you know, let you know I'm sorry I didn't come up. I was a little upset, and you know, let all the fans know we were a little disappointed in our performance. But you know, accepting what we did, we didn't play very well. We came out the first 5 minutes, and then as soon as something bad happened, we just folded up. So we learned from it, and we get better as a hockey team. And you know, again, accept what happened, and then just move forward.
Seems like Sioux Falls has been had you guys' number a little bit here. Both games, they were able to score 5 goals and a few power play strikes. Do you think, obviously, you know, just looking back on that one, do you feel like putting them on the power play early on in the game was what got you behind?
Well, yeah. I mean, the first 5 minutes of the game, I thought we came out, there was a lot of energy in the building. It was a good crowd, and we were playing pretty well. And then, you know, a guy playing in his first game, getting a little excited, you know, makes a hit to the head. And we just didn't respond to it. You know, the kid makes a nice move on the on their power play where we're standing a little flat footed, and you know, it's 1-0, and you got to have a little wherewithal to bounce back, and we didn't. So it's just, you know, definitely frustrating. Sioux Falls is a great hockey team right now. They're playing very well, you know, but we got to strive to beat teams like that. And, you know, we got another tough test today here in the Fargo Force.
After a game like that, do you look at video or do you try to just throw it all out and say, hey, we got to work harder and we'll move on to the next game?
You know, I will always watch the video. I mean, you know, for our guys, we didn't show them a whole lot, but we watched to kind of see what, you know, what our mistakes were, where we were making, you know, errors, and what we can do better as a staff and prepare our guys better. I think the big thing was we were throwing pucks big time in our defensive zone. We weren't breaking the puck out. We weren't panicking a little bit, and they did a good job of putting pressure on us and taking the walls away, and we couldn't find the middle of the ice. And when you do that, yeah, you see what happens. We don't generate a whole lot of offense, and we turn pucks over.
Going with Christian Fry in net here tonight against Fargo. Johan Mattsson got the start on Friday, ends up getting pulled. And what did you see from Christian after he came in that game? And talk about the decision to put him in tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't anything that Johan did. I mean, it was, he gave us a chance, and bad plays by us. It was more just Christian's a good goaltender, wanted to get him in, get him in some minutes there because he hadn't played in a little bit. And the big thing was we hung him out to dry on the one goal. It was just a complete mental lapse where one guy came to the bench and the other guy jumped early, and then they both jumped because they were worried about getting too many men. We gave up breakaway. I mean, nothing that Christian could do. Again, goaltending hasn't been an issue. Goaltending has been solid for us. They've given us a chance to win pretty much every game this year. We have to be better. And again, what it comes down to is right now we're just not putting the puck in the net.
Fargo's playing their third game in three nights here tonight. Is there anything that you guys can do that you'll try to do in your game plan to try to expose them, maybe tire them out a little bit more than normal?
No, I mean, they're young kids. They're going to be ready to go. They're going to be focused. I mean, we're gonna play our game. We're not going to change anything because this is their third game in three nights. Like, we didn't play our game on Friday, so really this is probably our first game of the weekend. I mean, we should be ready to go. We should have a lot of energy. It's a good test for us right now to see if we can jump on a team that has had to deal with what they've had to. And the schedulers weren't too kind to them when they're, you know, you look at their playing in Des Moines and they got to travel here. They probably didn't get until 3:30, and then, you know, a quick turnaround, especially too with the storm. I don't know if they, you know, had smooth busing or not. So you know, we have a distinct advantage with them having to travel, but at the same point, every team that's at home always has an advantage, and you got to take advantage of it.
All right, head coach Josh Howgie joining us here in the Applebee's Coach's Corner before tonight's game with the Fargo Force. Thanks a lot, Coach.
As always, thank you.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Bosch Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Jared Schaffern here with you in the Viera Wireless pregame show, getting ready to go here. And when the Storm will take on the Fargo Force, puck drop just after 5 o'clock here tonight at the Viera Event Center. The Storm coming off of a loss on Friday, trying to get into the win column this weekend and move up in the standings. Let's get you tonight's lineups presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations right here in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. We check the starting lineups first for the visiting Fargo Force. Here tonight, they're starting their third line, which includes Alex Iafallo, Gabe Gertler, and Dave Gust. Here tonight, Gertler has been dominant all season here for the Force. He's their leading goal scorer. He's got 11 goals coming into the season, and he is in second place on the goal-scoring leaders here in the USHL. He's committed to the University of Minnesota, native of Plantation, Florida. Gabe Gertler, the center of that third line, definitely a guy here we're going to be watching tonight from the Force. Alex Iafallo is committed to the University of Minnesota Duluth on the left wing from Eden, New York. And Dave Gust, who's committed to Ohio State University from Orland Park, Illinois, will be on the right wing. On defense, they're starting Chris Dines from Traverse City, Michigan. He will be playing at Western Michigan for his college hockey career. Taylor Fleming will also be starting on defense for the Force. Fleming from Wakona, Minnesota, and he's committed to the Air Force Academy here on defense. In goal, Brendan Jensen, an El Granada, California native, played with the Portland Winterhawks in the WHL, and he actually joins Johan Mattsson as a guy who also played in the OHL last year with the Sudbury Wolves, so no college hockey for those two guys. But Jensen will be the starter in net tonight for the Fargo Force as they get set here to take on the Tri-City Storm. Now let's take a look at the Tri-City Storm starting lineup here tonight. They will go with their top line of Trevor Moore, Brian Ward, and Ryan McMurphy. McMurphy getting bumped up to the top line, hoping maybe to get him working with Ward and Moore. Josh Howgy elects to go with the Broken Arrow, Oklahoma native and bump him up there on the right wing with Trevor Moore on the left wing and Brian Ward and in center on that top line. On defense, Johnny Hrabowski and Nolan Glukowski get the start. Hrabowski, the Hummelstown, Pennsylvania native on the left defense with two goals this season. Nolan Glukowski on the right defense from Wixom, Michigan, will be on right defense. Christian Fry gets the start in net, the Arlington, Texas native, making the start in net here tonight for the Storm. And Fry has not had a ton of help this season. He comes in 0-3-1 in his starts. He's played in five games. Last game was the first game the Storm have pulled one of their goaltenders in the middle of a game. In favor for the backup last time, it was Mattsson on Friday, allowed four goals. Fry came in, allowed one goal on a breakaway, made eight saves in that game. Fry has a goals against average of 3.49 and a save percentage right at 90%. So Fry with a chance to win his first game here tonight for the Storm. As we get set to go, we'll take a look at the New West Sports Medicine Keys to Victory. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete in all of us. And as we get set to go here in the Viero Wireless pregame show, the three keys to the game. Number one, the offense has got to produce for the Tri-City Storm. It has been very low, the offense. 24 goals this season for the Storm in their first 13 games. They're only averaging two goals a game. It's gotta help the Storm. Got to get some guys back from injuries. That's going to happen here later this week. However, they've got to get the scoring started. And the line that I'm going to single out right now, Garrett Gomez, Tim Bonner, and Michael Vecchione, those guys absolutely need to step it up. Vecchione is having, so far, kind of a nightmare of a season. Through 13 games, just two goals, four assists, and a minus 14 rating for Michael Vecchione, the lowest on the team. And that's been, you know, tough for this line. Tim Bonner, just one goal, five assists. Garrett Gomez, two goals, two assists. This is the line that needs to come out and spark things offensively, because right now it's been Trevor Moore and Brian Ward and nobody else. The Storm need to come out, get some offense here from that second and third line. They need to shut down the top line of the Fargo Force, which includes Jordan Nelson, Dominic Tatiano, and Brendan Harms. Harms leads the team in scoring this season. He's got 23 points. Tatiano has 18 points. And the third player, Jordan Nelson, on that line has 9 points. That's been a big scoring line for the Force. Storm needs to shut them down. They also need to play well in front of Christian Fry. I feel like in every time Christian Fry's gotten a start, he hasn't been able to get a win because his team hasn't played well in front of him. The Storm need to play well in front of their goaltender and give Fry a chance to do what he can do, make some good saves, and get them a win here, as we just have a few more minutes before the puck will drop here at the Viero Event Center. The Storm getting ready to take on the Fargo Force right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And a lot of things to look at here coming into this game. The one other thing for the Storm, they have one new player in the lineup tonight. The three players that they had from their affiliate list on Friday are out. They have left. They've gone back to Minnesota. And Joshua Gabriel will come in and play on the fourth line here tonight with a rotating center. And Kyle Eastman, as Eastman was a healthy scratch on Friday night with some of the younger guys coming in. Gabriel, a native of Lancaster, New York, plays for the Buffalo Junior Sabres organization. He's a 1996 birth year young kid. He's on the affiliate list for the Tri-City Storm, getting his first opportunity to play in a Storm uniform here tonight on the fourth line, playing left wing. Ruslan Pedden is also in the lineup here tonight on defense, on the left defense position with Dylan Maller. Pedden was acquired in a trade this week with the Janesville Jets, and he will play this tonight on defense. We'll see what the Storm decide to do with Pedden, as they brought him in for reinforcements while Garrett Cecere misses this weekend with a minor injury. Cecere is expected to be back for next week's games. The Storm getting ready to take on the Force. We'll take a quick break for the national anthem, and when we come back, we'll be ready for the first period of play here from the Viero Event Center. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with built-up beds for a great night's sleep to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
What does total freedom feel like to you? The open road? The wind in your hair? Or relaxing on the beach with no worries in sight? At Viero, we've taken a different approach to freedom. Introducing Viero To Go. The best coverage at the best price with no contract required. Viero To Go offers unlimited talk and text for $35 a month, and unlimited data is only $10 more. And the best part? Your bill drops after just 3 months of use. Welcome to Viero, and welcome to a world without boundaries. Visit Viero.com for details.
Tri-City Storm Hockey starts now! Time to take to the ice and get the game underway. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Let's get to the puck drop. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Welcome inside the Viero Event Center here as they wrap up the national anthem. We are ready to go between the Tri-City Storm and the Fargo Force. Sunday afternoon hockey game here in Kearney. Thanks for being with us on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ Hastings. I'm Jared Schaffran. I'll be with you all afternoon as the Storm get ready to take on the Force. The Storm wearing their white uniforms here tonight, their home whites with purple numbers and letters on the back and black trim. The Fargo Force in their black uniforms here tonight on the road with white numbers and letters. Some blue trim as well on the bottom of the uniform. Referees tonight, Steven Renault, Sam Schakowsky, and Ryan Madsen. Storm will go right to left to start the first period on your radio dial. The Fargo Force will be going left to right on your radio dial here as we start the first period. Brian Ward, Trevor Moore, and Ryan McMurphy getting the start at the right wing position for the Storm. Getting moved up here in the on the first line. Alex Iafallo, Gabe Gertler, and Dave Gust, the forwards for the Forces. We are ready to go. Puck is down, and the Storm have won the opening faceoff. Nolan Glukowski had the puck. Threw it a little too far ahead of Brian Ward. It goes into the Fargo zone. They dump it back out to Hrabowski, and he finds Glukowski. Glukowski fanned on a pass, has to retreat, throws a saucer pass all the way over to Hrabowski in their own zone, and he turns it over in neutral ice. But a bouncing puck's picked back up by Nolan Glukowski. Gets to the red line and dumps in deep. Storm go off on a line change. Fleming picks it up in his own zone for Fargo. They now break out. Here comes Fargo with Gabe Gertler in on side down the right side of the Storm zone. Nice pass for the trailer, Gust. Gust had it knocked into the near side corner. And now it's taken away by Brian Ward. Ward, outlet pass, bouncing puck into neutral ice, too far ahead of McMurphy. And the Fargo Force dump it all the way back down to the Storm end and go off on a line change. Dylan Maller here for the Storm. Parkland, Florida native, moves into neutral ice, tries a pass for Gomez that went too far ahead of him. It gets dumped back down into the Storm zone. Pedden on the ice for the first time tonight, out to get it behind the net. And Bonner had it in neutral ice, left it for Vecchione. He puts it in onside. Bonner with some room in the middle of the slot. Wrist shot, score! Tim Bonner makes it 1-0 for the Tri-City Storm. Early on, just a minute and 4 seconds into the game with a wrist shot. He found some space, and that's more goals than the Storm have had in each of their last two home games. They were shut out in both of them. And Tim Bonner makes Fargo pay early on, a big goal for Bonner, his second of the season, and it's huge for the Storm here to get out to a lead 1-0 early on, just a minute in. Bonner got to the middle of the slot and really picked his spot out and nailed it in the top right corner, beating Fargo goaltender Brendan Jensen. Now play has resumed, and the Storm have the puck once again in the offensive zone on the far side corner, but it gets turned over, and now here comes Fargo out of their own zone and neutral ice. Eli May allows a player behind him chance in front as a pass was made there by Polkamp, but it gets taken away nicely by the Storm. And now Tim Bonner brings it the other way. Bonner with the early goal here, shoots from behind the blue line right on net. Easy save made from Jensen. It's 1-0 Storm. Now Lappin was in offside. As they say, the puck left the zone and Lappin brought it back in before the Storm forwards tagged up. 18-15 remains in the Nebraska Lottery. First period of play. The Storm have a 1-0 lead on a wrist shot by Tim Bonner, his second goal of the season, and they lead it 1-0. Face off just outside of the Fargo zone, won by the Storm. Hrabowski trying to pass for Lesperance, too far ahead of him. Gets knocked out to neutral ice. Hrabowski gloves it down, plays it over to Glukowski. Long cross-ice pass went off the skate there of the forward Diedenbach. And now the Storm will go the other way. Hrabowski with the puck in his own zone. Moves it to Lesperance, who dumps it in deep. Out of his net to play it is Jensen. Moves it around to the far side wall. Jordan Nelson playing it there. Out of the zone to neutral ice. Maller's first man to the puck. He gives it over to Pedden. Pedden skates into the zone onside. Long wrist shot from the left-hand side of the zone was blocked and deflected behind the net. Nice hit by Tim Lappin there on Gaffari. And now the Storm have the puck back in their own zone. Pedden lost it for a second, and now he does lose the puck to Gertler. Gertler with a wrist shot saved by Christian Fry with the right pad. And now the puck comes out to the far side wall, out of the zone. McMurphy takes a stick to the face, it looked like. No penalty called, and the Storm do get the puck back. Maller had it over to Trevor Moore. Moore back to Pedden. Pedden in his own zone. The defenseman finds Maller. Cross-ice pass now to McMurphy off his skate, but he's able to control. Back to Pedden. Storm just playing around here in their own zone. Pedden gets it out of the zone, but turns it over to Gust. Gust brings it in onside. Here comes Gertler. A lot of room. Wrist shot saved by Fry. Nice save with the left shoulder getting it up there. Another shot from the point goes high. Fry saw it late and didn't get to move on it, but it went high of the net. Now Trevor Moore gets to the rebound and finds Ward in neutral ice. Ward gets it in deep all the way around the near side corner, and it's taken away here by Fargo's Victor Bjorn. And now it's taken away by Ward. Ward over to Gomez. Gomez with a pass to Vecchione. In onside, Vecchione beats his man. Goes to the net. Shot save. Nice job by Jensen there. Now Storm player goes down behind the play. And here comes Fargo the other way. It's Gus. In onside. Tries a cross-ice pass. Now a backhand shot goes wide. Big opportunity there for Fargo. Now here comes Cutler Martin. Martin trying to bring it back for the Storm. Finds Bonner in neutral ice. Bonner dumps it in deep. Moves around his man. Tries to go get it. Taken away there by Fargo's Neil Goff. And it gets played around out of the zone. Now into the storm zone. Hrabowski's got the puck with some pressure there, but he's able to steer it away, and Hrabowski gets it out of the zone. Now Gukowski backhands it into the Fargo zone. Bouncing puck. Nice job on the attack there from the Storm on the forecheck opportunity for Joshua Gabriel, his first time on the ice, but he couldn't get a hold of it. It's dumped all the way down. Icing waved off. Hrabowski takes a big hit into the boards, but he moves the puck to Cotton. Cotton over to Eastman. Eastman struggled for a second there, almost lost his footing, but now has regained it, and he's in neutral ice with some room. Eastman down low, dumps it deep, but first man to get it there is Charlie Pelnick for the Force. Moved up to Pettin there at the left point. He keeps it in. All the way around to the far side, Nelson had it. Nelson has it. His pass in neutral ice, too far behind Tatanato. Fry way out of his net to get it. He gets stolen away from Tatanato. Now behind the net, Peden comes in and helps out. We got a penalty on Ruslan Peden. A tough call on Peden. Not a big hit or anything, but it looked like maybe a hook that he was whistled for right in front of the official. He knew it right away, and he'll skate to the box. The Storm will be on the penalty kill for the next 2 minutes, and the Force will have a chance to try to tie this up. They are behind 1-0 here on a goal by Tim Bonner. Peden also took a penalty in Friday's game. It was the first penalty that he has taken as a Storm member, and Fargo a little bit late to bring their players on the ice here. They've only got four guys on the ice for Fargo right now. Finally, they get a fifth man there. Is Victor Bjorking. So the penalty to Pedden. A double minor. High sticking the call. I'm surprised that they went with a four-minute double minor penalty here for Pedden. Having some trouble now with the scoreboard. That's the delay. I believe they put two penalties on the scoreboard instead of just one. They're trying to figure out how to get it off. But a four-minute double minor assessed to Ruslan Pedden for high sticking, and the Storm will have a big power play to kill off. The power play percentages, Fargo comes in 15.9% on the power play. Storm are killing at a 78% rate. Faceoff won by Fargo. Man gets taken down. No call coming. Storm gets to the puck. Cutler Martin clears it all the way down the ice. And out of his net to come get it is Brendan Jensen. He'll slow it down 4 minutes on the power play now for Fargo. And the Storm lead 1-0. In onside, Ward gets to the puck and gets it out of there all the way down the ice. Nice job by Brian Ward on the far side wall. And once again, we see Jensen out of his net to handle the puck and slow it down for Bjorkum. Bjorkum. As it gets dumped into the Storm zone once again, Dylan Maller gets to it and clears it all the way down. 3 minutes and 17 seconds remain in the power play advantage for the Fargo Force. Bjorkum out of behind the net there, and now in front, they dump it in deep. Tim Bonner, first man there, backhands it around the far side. Nice little chip by Eli May. Here comes Tim Lappin, shorthanded. Lappin in onside. Nice little pass over to Bonner off a skate wrist shot. Nice save from the goaltender Jensen. Tim Bonner looks much improved here tonight. Looks like he's getting after it. He has the one goal in the game. Another shorthanded opportunity for him right there. Clock stops with 14 minutes and 7 seconds remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storms still have 2 minutes and 54 seconds to kill off this Fargo penalty. Excuse me, the Fargo power play. The penalty was to the defenseman Ruslan Pedden of the Storm. And they have done a good job here on the penalty kill. Fargo has not had a lot of opportunities thus far. Cutler Martin off the draw with a wrist shot that went wide of the net. Rebound. Trevor Moore tried to chip it in deep. It got popped up in the air. And now Fargo has possession. 2:43 remaining in their power play opportunity with Pedden in the box for a double minor for high sticking. Not sure if there's any blood there, but that might have been the reason for the double minor call. It's dumped in deep. Vecchione on the far side corner was the first man there. He's pinned into the boards. Loses it. Moves it to Trevor Moore, and he dumps it all the way down the ice. Fargo just not even able to set up so far in the first minute and 40 seconds, but they still have 2 minutes and 17 seconds remaining in their power play opportunity through neutral ice. Now Eli May stopped him at the blue line. They had to tag up. Glukowski sends it all the way down. Nice job by Nolan Glukowski. Storm have killed off the first 2 minutes of the 4-minute double minor to Ruslan Pedden. There's 2 minutes remaining in the Fargo power play. In onside, puck goes in deep. First man to get it will be Brian Ward. Ward swings it all the way around the near side and out of the zone. Wrapped it around the boards. Fleming's got to go back to get it. Fleming takes it behind the net. 1:44 remaining in the power play for Fargo. Fleming in his own zone now. Outlet pass through neutral ice. Nice job by the Storm. They take the puck once again as they came in, but it's kept in by Fleming at the left point. Now he dumps it all the way down for Iafallo. Iafallo in the near side corner. Behind the net now. He moves to Roccobaldo. Now that's Gertler. Gertler still with the puck. Down low. Diedenbach. Iafallo now up to the right point. Gianafari. Cross-ice pass. Shot from Fleming. Christian Fry makes the save with the pad. And here comes Lappin. He's got it and he clears it all the way down. 1:01 remaining in the power play here for Fargo. Storm doing a great job on the penalty kill. 52 seconds remaining now. Through neutral ice. Fargo dumps it in deep. Picked up by Maller. Slaps it away. Bonner picks it up and clears the zone. Now back to the point man here, Nate Arntz. And he gets it in the zone once again. The Storm clear the zone. Maller from behind his own net came right and out in front. Cleared the zone. 31 seconds remaining in the power play opportunity for Fargo. As now Gust moves in. Down low for Gertler. He banks it off the backboards on the other side. It's Tatiano at the left point now. Cross ice pass to Gus. Nice pass to Tatiano, but he couldn't handle it cleanly. Otherwise, he would have had a good shot. Banks it off the backboards to Gertler. Chance in front and just goes wide. The shot there came from Gus. It went wide of the net. 5 seconds remaining in the Fargo power play. Nice hit by Maller behind the boards. Puck comes around. The Storm have killed off the power play opportunity, and now they have the puck. It's Trevor Moore. Moore, nice little outlet, trying to get Pedden out of the box. Storm were offsides if he had touched it, but the puck goes down to Gust in his own end. 11 minutes even, remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The Tri-City Storm with a 1-0 lead. Goal by Tim Bonner. Cutler Martin takes a spill, no call coming. Behind his own net, nice job by Eli May, picking that puck up. Try to outlet for L'Esperance, too far in front of him. L'Esperance takes down Roccobaldo, picks up the puck. And now Ward gets tripped up. Nothing called here, and now here comes Fargo. They dump it in deep to the far corner of the Storm zone. Tatanato goes off on a line change. Eli May picks it up in the near side corner. May bounces it off to L'Esperance, and now here comes Brian Ward. Ward through neutral ice. Moves in onside with Vecchione. Wrist shot save by Jensen. Jensen had that one the entire way. 10:24 remains in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. The Storm have a 1-0 lead on the Fargo Force. Are you having trouble finding your game? Try Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. There are so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You're sure to find your game and your fun. Stop by a Nebraska Lottery retailer to play today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. So once again, the Storm have that 1-0 lead. Tim Bonner looking very good early on in this one as Bonner got the one goal here for the Storm. And it seems like the Storm playing pretty inspired here early on. We also want to welcome in our listeners here tonight on 101.9 Talk FM as they are tuning in from Fargo here to hear the Force play in Kearney. Third game of the weekend for Fargo. Tough, taxing schedule here. Two games in Des Moines and then a late night drive to Kearney before a Sunday afternoon game with the Tri-City Storm. Teams are out of the media timeout right now. Storm have a 1-0 lead. The faceoff will be deep in the Fargo zone to the left of Jensen. Jason Cotton on the draw for the Storm against Michael Booth of Fargo. Cotton on a bouncing puck can't control the draw, and it's won by Fargo. Roccobaldo takes it behind his own net. Left it off for Diedenbach. Now moves it up to Booth. Booth in onside on the right side. Throws one towards the net. Fry able to stick it away into the corner. A shot gets blocked. Now a bouncing puck to the middle, and a nice shot and save by Christian Fry. The shot came there from Nelson, and Fry made a nice save on it. It was a low shot that Fry didn't see that clearly. There was some traffic in the front of the net, and he makes the save. 10:07 remains in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The Tri-City Storm of a 1-0 lead on the Fargo Force. The goal from Tim Bonner, second of the season. Storm of the late change here. As they bring on Bonner to take that face-off draw against Booth. Bonner wins it back, and Pedden clears it all the way around to the far side. They dump it deep. It's going to be icing here on Tri-City. They wave it off as Tim Lappin gets over there and threw one towards the middle. Nice job by Pedden keeping in at the left point. All the way down low for Lapp, and he let it go. Passed his stick, and it's turned over. Here come the force with Nelson leading the rush, but that pass is too far in front of its recipient. And it goes all the way down for an icing. 9:47 remains in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The Tri-City Storm have a 1-0 lead on the Fargo Force. Two big-time goal scorers in this game from the USHL. That includes Brian Ward, who has 8 goals this season, and one of the top-scoring players in all the land here in the USHL, Gabe Gertler, with 11 goals. Storm had a chance off the draw there, but it was cleared out of the zone by the Force. Now the Storm have it in their own zone. It's Pedden. Pedden getting some ice time here tonight in his second game as a member of the Storm, but he turned it over right there, and here come the Force in onside. Nice cross-ice pass for Nelson. Nice low shot. Fry makes the save with the right pad. Rebound. Fry gets it into the catching glove. A low shot there from the trailer, Nate Arntz. And Fry stuck his catching glove out. It rolled off the ice right into it. Low shot to Fry's left. And that's where the faceoff will be. With 9:25 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play, Storm lead 1-0. Faceoff won by the Force. Pelnick, long shot, bounces in on Fry, got deflected in front, and a nice job by Christian Fry, able to get it with the glove. Might have went wide of the net, but Fry able to position himself nicely to make that save. Shots on goal right now on the board. 6-6 for both Fargo and the Storm to add up in that category. As the Storm win the faceoff, Cutler Martin moves to Eli May. Now Ryan McMurphy has it stuck in his skates in the far side corner. Got it back to May, however, and now Cutler Martin behind the net. Martin with a cross-ice pass to Ward gets stolen away by Arntz. Arntz takes a hit from McMurphy and goes down. Storm clear the zone, but Fargo has the puck in neutral ice. Torrell dumps it in deep. Fry out of his net to play it. He backhands it with his stick onto the far side wall. Storm trying to break things up. They do. Here comes Trevor Moore. Moore with some speed, banks it off the far side wall, gets around one man, couldn't get around the second man. It was Taylor Fleming. And now we're going to get in a penalty for a hooking call, and it looks like it will be the Storm that take the penalty. Actually, no, it'll be a Century 21 power play opportunity, because I didn't see the hook, but they do call it on Charlie Pelnick of the Fargo Force. Pelnick in the box for 2 minutes for hooking, and that gives the Storm a Century 21 power play opportunity. Brian Ward will take the faceoff, loses it, however, as it was to the left of the goaltender. And Jensen looks in position. Now the Storm have the puck. They keep it in. Ward with some space from the left circle. Wrist shot save by Jensen, and he holds on. 8:31 remains in the first period of play. The Nebraska Lottery first period. 1:48 remaining in the penalty to Charlie Pelnick. Faceoff to the right of the goaltender. Brian Ward ready for the draw. He wins it this time to Hrabowski. Hrabowski to Glukowski. Wrist shot high. Blocked in front. Looked like Ward was there trying to get a deflection. Now it's a turnover, and here comes Fargo shorthanded with an opportunity. Gust decides to dump it in and chase for it. And now it's Hrabowski and Glukowski have a two-on-one opportunity against Gertler, and they take the puck away. Now Vecchione up to Ward. Ward overskated a little bit, but Vecchione gets it back on his stick. Swimmer in onside. Vecchione down in the left circle. Holding. Almost lost the puck. Now he's got to recover on the near side boards. It's up to Hrabowski. Now Glukowski back to Hrabowski on the left side. Low shot. Chance for a deflection from Ward. Rebound from Moore gets blocked. And now here comes Ward. Ward on the far side wall. Back up top to Glukowski. 107 left in the Century 21 power play. Nice shot from Hrabowski to Ward. Wrist shot well wide of the net, but he had a lot of room there. Rebound comes out to Glukowski at the right point. Hrabowski down low. Tried to cross ice pass for Moore. Got deflected, but Moore recovered it deep in the zone. Now it's Brian Ward. Pass to Hrabowski. Faked on a shot. Vecchione with a one-timer. Got blocked. Glukowski has it go under his stick. He's got to be careful here with Gertler racing after him. He gets hit in the face. No call coming. Here comes Trevor Moore back the other way. And it goes off the post. Trevor Moore on the power play. Had a wrist shot. Goes clanging off the post. Here come the Storm trying to recover. 35 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. Bonner in onside. Down low. Up to Maller at the right point. Now finds Cotton, who's come on the left point. Back to Maller. Little one-hit pass over to Bonner. Bonner with some room. Slap shot. It's saved. Rebound loose in front. Banged at by a few players. Gomez finds it in the near side corner. Back up to Cotton. Cotton with 15 seconds left on the power play. Wrist shot gets deflected into the far side corner. Bonner banks it to L'Esperance. 9 seconds left in the power play. Bonner still with the puck. Finds Maller. Maller with 5 seconds left. Shot gets deflected in the front. Never got through. Bonner on the far side wall. We're back at even strength. Maller is with the player out of the box. Down low. Shot from L'Esperance. Save. And the puck goes all the way down into the Storm end, does not reach for icing as Pedden comes on to pick that up. 6:30 remains in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The Storm have a 1-0 lead. Tim Bonner with the only goal of the game, and he has the puck right now. Cross-ice pass gets deflected into the zone from L'Esperance. Gomez chases it into the far side corner. Nice job by Cutler Martin on the far side boards to keep it in. It rolls out to McMurphy playing his position on the point, and now here comes Fargo. As they take the puck away, they dump it in deep and go off on a line change. Eli May, first Storm player to get it, back behind his own net. And now Cutler Martin on the near side. Moved it up for Joshua Gabriel on the ice for a second shift. And Gabriel allowed it to roll past onto the Fargo sticks. Force had it in neutral ice, tried a deflection deep. Stopped by Eli May. He gets to the red line and dumps in. Nice job by Gabriel on the forecheck. Had a chance in front with Eastman, but it got deflected away before Eastman could get his stick on it. Now Fargo comes away out of their own zone. Some forecheck from Eastman, doing a good job there. Turns it over, neutralized. Hrabowski gets it back on his stick to Glukowski. Back to Hrabowski, and Gabriel neutralized. Gabriel, nice little feed for Cotton. It was a bouncing puck, and Cotton couldn't control it. And now it's taken away by Fargo. Chris Dines has it. Dines behind the net, cross-ice pass. The far side breaking out of the zone, and they come through neutral ice with Harms. Harms dumps it in. Taken away by Hrabowski. Nice job, and goes crashing into the boards. Michael Booth, he seems to be okay skating back. Gabriel gets to the red line, dumps in deep. Off the net, rebound chance there for that looked like Lappin. And now it's kept in by Pedden at the point. Nice job by Tim Lappin there on the forecheck. Bouncing puck behind the net now. Lappin takes his man down, no call coming. On the far side wall, and Fargo's able to get out of the zone. Nice hit by Maller. As the puck came into the zone, took his man off the puck, and here come the Storm. Lappin, find Ward. Ward, neutral ice, goes in on side, try to throw one towards the net. Fleming takes it away. Now on the near side wall, Ward on the left point, dumps it down low for Lappin. Gets taken away, however, from Lappin, and here comes Ghaffari. Ghaffari had a neutral ice. Now Eli May picked it up and dumped it in deep. 4:22 remains in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm have a 1-0 lead here on the Breeze, 94.5. Cross-ice pass, Fargo's with the puck, coming up the ice, in onside, a long shot from the left point from Torrell, gloved by Fry, and the save is made. There's 4:12 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery. First period of play, the Tri-City Storm have a 1-0 lead on the Fargo Force. Early on here at the Viero Event Center, a Sunday afternoon game here between these two teams. Thanks for tuning in. First period of play, sponsored by Nebraska Lottery. Did you know proceeds from the Nebraska Lottery have provided more than 41,000 college scholarships, have helped to save many Nebraska wildlife habitats, and have funded new facilities at the State Fair? Nebraska Lottery is helping to build a better Nebraska. Learn more at nelottery.com. Once again, the Storm with that 1-0 lead on top of the Fargo Force here today. There's a few games in the USHL that have finished already. A few day games. Green Bay defeated Youngstown 3-2. Indiana defeated the Chicago Steel 5-2. And now we've got Fargo and Tri-City right here on the Breeze. Once again, the Storm with a 1-0 lead here with 4:12 remaining in the first period of play. The goal for Tim Bonner at 1:04, an unassisted goal. And the penalties in this one so far, Ruslan Pedden with a high-sticking double minor at 4:47, and Charlie Pelnick with a two-minute penalty for hooking at 11:17 out of the timeout. Fargo with the faceoff in the offensive zone. They won it, try to get it to the front. Hrabowski was there, take the puck away. Now Glukowski picks it up behind the net, but he gets taken off the puck by Gertler for a second. Now here come the Storm as they got it back on their sticks. Gomez finds Vecchione neutralized. Back to Bonner. Vecchione with a wrist shot gets deflected wide of the net. Bonner throws one at the net. Another shot from Vecchione. Nice save there by Jensen. Now at the right point, Hrabowski keeps it in. Deflection on his shot in front. Never got all the way through, but a bouncing puck would have caused some trouble for Jensen. Maller tried a cross-ice pass. It banked off a Fargo skate. Now Gust in onside. Puck pops in the air. Batted down with a hand by Hrabowski. And now Gomez tried to throw it over to Bonner, who went for a change. Big turnover. Here come the Force. In onside. Big chance in front. Fry with a big-time save. Christian Fry makes the save after a bad turnover by the Storm. Players in front there. Alex Iafallo was the man all alone in front with the opportunity, and I think there was just a miscommunication there. Bonner was trying to get a change on the bench. Gomez tried to give it over to him on the rush, on the breakout, and he was already on the bench. So Fargo said, we'll take that one, and they rushed down the ice. Nice save by Christian Fry. Shots on goal now. Storm with the 11-8 advantage. Bouncing puck behind the net of the Storm zone off the faceoff, and now Eli May has it in his own zone. Gets taken off the puck. Another chance in front. Fry with a big-time save. Still loose in the crease. Backhand shot goes wide. Cutler Martin picks that one up. Couple big chances here for Fargo in the last minute, but now here comes Trevor Moore in neutral ice. Moore dumps it in. McMurphy, who's seeing time with Ward and Moore on that line tonight, is on the ice. Moore back to McMurphy behind the net. Bouncing puck. Moore takes it back. Trying to find some space. Got McMurphy with him. Moore gets hit. And it's moved over into the far side corner. Picked up, however, by Tontonato. And he'll start the rush the other way with Harms. Turnover from Harms to Ward. Chance in front for Ward. Couldn't get it free for a shot. Nice pass from Trevor Moore. Now Ward gets taken down, and a penalty will be called on the Forest as Ward got taken down in the offensive zone. It's time for another Century 21 power play opportunity. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands and Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call us, Century 21, at 308-234-5550. So, penalty to Fargo. The Storm will go on the power play. In the box, sitting down for the Force is Tontonato. And now it'll be Bonner on the faceoff for the Storm to the right of Jensen. Bouncing puck off the draw. And Gomez picks it up at the top of the left circle with a lot of room. Wrist shot. He waited a little too long, and it got deflected. Gomez had some room, but allowed the Force defenseman to get closer to him. And now it's kept in by Maller, but it's taken away. Here comes a two-on-one shorthanded opportunity. Fargo with a shot from Gertler. He scores. Shorthanded goal for Gabe Gertler. And he continues to be on fire early here in the USHL season. Gertler now with 12 goals. And he puts one right past Christian Fry there on the shorthanded two-on-one. Maller trying to keep it in at the point. He got it taken away. Gertler took it all the way by himself. And finish should be an unassisted goal for Gabe Gertler. Maybe we might see an assist there from Dave Gust. However, it's a 1-1 game. The Storm on the Century 21 power play, still with 1:33 of the man advantage remaining. But a tough blow after they had a 1-0 lead. There's only 1 minute and 49 seconds remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm have the puck in their own zone. It's Nolan Glukowski skating up to the red line. He dumps it in all the way into the near side corner. Ward bounces over to Vecchione. Vecchione up top to Johnny Hrabowski. Hrabowski finds Glukowski. Now Hrabowski down low, deflected over to Vecchione. Vecchione back to Hrabowski at the top of the zone. Glukowski throws one in front, went wide of the net. Bounces off the backboards for Vecchione. Hrabowski up to Glukowski. Another pass for Vecchione. Cross ice pass for Moore. Tried a one-timer, but he fanned on it. And with 54 seconds left, Storm keep it in the power play. 1:14 left in the period. Hrabowski almost fanned on a pass. Glukowski gets it down low to Vecchione. Vecchione over to Hrabowski. Shot off the backboards. Ward picks it back up over to Vecchione in the left circle. Now Hrabowski with a wrist shot gets blocked, and the puck comes out of the zone by Fargo. They clear out to neutral ice, and Glukowski tried to find Moore. Moore able to pick it up just outside of the zone. Has some problems getting into the zone. Trying to carry it in, and now he gets it in, but he falls down, and no Storm came to get it. Fleming able to clear it all the way into neutral ice, and it's picked up there by Gertler. He finds Gus. Gus with a nice toe drag move, but he lost the puck. And Christian Fry hops on top with 14 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. 37 seconds left in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The Storm and the Fargo Force are tied 1-1. Goals to Tim Bonner, as well as Gabe Gertler gets his 12th goal of the season on a 2-on-1 shorthanded play. And he beat Christian Fry. Gertler on the faceoff against Tim Bonner. Two goal scorers. Gertler gets thrown out of the circle. Once again, Storm with 14 seconds left, but they got a faceoff in their own zone here on the Century 21 power play. They win the faceoff. Les Bronze finds it with 10 seconds remaining in the man advantage. In neutral ice now to Lappin. Lappin tried to get it back to Les Bronze, but it's out of the zone. And now Cutler Martin falls down. Bonner's got to race over, and he does a nice job taking Gus out of the play as it's picked up by Eli May. Long pass all the way down. Icing waved off as Jensen comes out of his net. 13 seconds remain in the first period. Fargo gets it out of the zone. Cutler Martin brought it back in offside. 7.8 seconds remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Once again, these teams are tied 1-1. Thanks for listening here on The Breeze 94.5. We'll be coming at you with the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report in just a few moments here at the end of the first period. Storm, only with four players on the ice, they throw L'Esperance on there now. Trevor Moore, L'Esperance, and Lappin. Interesting trio. Moore lost the faceoff. Here comes Fargo with a last-second opportunity. Gus throws one to the net. Christian Fry makes a save. The rebound goes off the post. And time expires. Fry almost allowed another goal there on the rebound, but it went off the post. And the first period comes to an end with the score tied 1-1. Shots on goal tied 11-11 for each team. That's the most the Storm have had in one period in a few games. As they head to the locker room, we'll take a quick break and come back to you with the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
It's the music that revolutionized the sound of Christmas. Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. A holiday tradition for over 25 years. Don't miss this holiday extravaganza.
Thursday, December 20th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com.
Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Get reserved seat tickets now.
Storm fans, you can now bring the exciting action of Storm hockey to Tri-City area charities and nonprofit organizations. To participate, donate unused or pre-purchased tickets to the Viero Event Center box office. The Storm then match your donation to maximize your generosity. All donated tickets will be distributed to various nonprofit organizations and charities so those who may not otherwise have an opportunity can witness the thrill that is Storm hockey. Find out more about Storm tickets for charity. Visit stormhockey.com or call the box office 308-338-8011.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on The Breeze, 94.5. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Chaffron.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center. The Storm taking on the Fargo Force here. It's a 1-1 game after one period of play, and we're inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And for the intermission report, I'm joined by my good friend Dana Wright here, joining us in the booth. Dana, how's everything going?
Oh, not too bad. Kind of a sparse crowd tonight, but Storm looking good.
Yeah, honoring the veterans here tonight at the Viero Event Center here on a Sunday afternoon game. And obviously, schedule changed a little bit, but the you know, we got to work around the Husker football games. You can hear them right here on the Breeze 94.5, and a big win last night for the Red.
It's just a matter of time until people start dropping with heart attacks. That's a fourth comeback so far in the second half this year, and I don't know, it gets hard to watch, but it's great to see the end.
Yeah, and they get the win last night over Penn State, and just two losses this season, so you'll see them in a bowl, I'd assume. Hopefully for the Husker fans, they'll continue to win. It'll be a big name bowl instead of a smaller one.
Oh, we're all shooting for the Big Ten championship. So,
all right, I shouldn't get ahead of myself.
Yeah, it's one step at a time there, one game at a time. But yeah, it's nice to see them doing well. And I mean, a win's a win.
So the Storm have a 1-1 game here on our hands. Goal scored by Tim Bonner. You know, Dana, in the pregame show, I mentioned in my three keys to the game that it was going to have to be Tim Bonner, Mike Vecchione, and Garrett Gomez that really step up here tonight. There's been barely any offensive output from those guys. It's been mostly Trevor Moore, Brian Ward, who have been pulling the heavy lifting here this season. And those guys came out 1 minute and 4 seconds into the game. Tim Bonner picks out his spot with a wrist shot and hits the top right corner. Definitely good to see them getting involved, and I think they had a great first period overall.
Oh, definitely. You know, it's funny that you mentioned those three players. I was watching them during that first period, and those three actually stuck out. Gomez is actually getting down in those corners, and he's playing dirty. And, you know, Vecchione's putting a lot of shots on goal, and that's the thing. You know, we've been outshot so bad in the last couple games that it's nice. You know, we got to put those on net. We got to get those opportunities for rebounds, and Vecchione's been putting them out. And Tim Bonner, you know, it's great to see him finally get that goal. You know, he hasn't started off to the greatest season, especially after what he had last year. It's nice to see him put one up there, and he made it look easy.
Yep, the goal, give it to Tim Bonner, exactly, Dana. 11 shots on goal for the Storm here after one period of play. And, you know, you look at the shot chart here, and you're right, the Storm are taking shots, and they're not holding back. Vecchione with three shots, Bonner with four shots. It's a bunch of guys, really, especially like that. We said that line generating opportunities, and it's good for the Storm here. Like you said, they've been outshot a lot of these games, and that's been a key, I'm sure, from the coaching staff, you know, trying to get guys to hit the net when they put a shot on, because when you miss the net, there's so many bad things that can happen. You don't usually generate a good rebound chance. The rebound comes out, and you're susceptible, you're vulnerable to an odd man rush on the back end, and right there, the Storm, they get the goal early on, take a 1-0 lead later in the period, however. They had a power play opportunity, and the Fargo Force tied it up with their fourth shorthanded goal of the season. Gabe Gertler beats Christian Fry in a 2-on-1 shorthanded opportunity. What'd you see there?
Actually, I missed that goal. I have to apologize. I was working my way up to get to the booth.
Well, there you go.
But
it happens so quick sometimes.
It does.
You figure, oh, the Storm are on a power play, and then all of a sudden you come up here, it's 1-1. You know, I'll do the play for you here. It was a short-handed opportunity. Dylan Maller had a chance to keep it in at the point. It was a broken play, and Maller was just going to try to get it in deep, but he couldn't get control of the puck. Gertler able to steal it away. He beat Maller, and it was a 2-on-1, and those guys had a lot of time. Gertler actually kept the puck the entire time, and he was able to beat Christian Fry with a wrist shot.
You know, especially you know, now that I know what's going on, you know, especially in this league, you know, things happen so quick, and the speed of the game is so fast that, you know, those little turnovers, those little mistakes, you know, that Dylan Maller, you know, unfortunately had, you know, those cost you. And, you know, now it's a 1-1 game where we had that lead, pretty good thought that we were going to have that lead going into the second period, but, you know, you can lose them quick.
Head into the second period. What's your biggest key here for the Storm that you'd like to see them work out here against the Force, try to take the lead?
Outshoot. I mean, that's the first one, outshoot. Especially with goaltenders in this league, especially look at Jensen. You know, he has a reputation with the WHL, with Portland Winterhawks. You know, goalies of that caliber, they know how to direct their rebounds, you know. And so it's going to be tough, but you got to get those shots on goal. Like you said, you know, you get those ones that are missing net completely, there's nothing you can do with those.
Storm and Fargo Force tied 1-1. After the first period of play, he's Dana Wright. Thanks for joining us here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report to break things down on the Stadler Implement Period Recap.
Thanks, Jared. Nice to have you.
Yeah, we'll absolutely have you soon. Dana Wright with the Viero Event Center here on the Stadler Implement Period Recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a quick break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. And we'll be back with the check of the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a few minutes here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Healthcare reform, is bringing change.
And lots of it.
But one thing that won't change is our commitment to you.
We're Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We live and work right here with you.
And we're here for the long haul.
Whatever changes come our way,
you can count on us.
Count on us to guide you on the road ahead.
To help protect your family and your future.
You can count on us to be there when you need us.
An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Back inside the Viero Event Center on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, I'm Jared Schaffran. As we take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here tonight, presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free, think Midway Auto, think Midway.com. As we look at the scores here, the other two games going on this Sunday here in the USHL are over. Green Bay defeated Youngstown 3-2 earlier on. Indiana with a 5-2 victory over the Chicago Steel. Big win for Indiana here at home, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. And they get goals from Cannon Pieper, Woody Hudson, Christian Heil with two third-period goals for Chicago. Drew Smolcinski responds with two third-period power play, one power play goal, one shorthanded empty netter of his own. Drew Smolcinski with two, Christian Heil with two, Ortega, Woody Hudson, and Cannon Pieper with the other goals in that game as Indiana defeats Chicago by a final score of 5-2. Fargo and Tri-City are 1-1 right here at the Viero Event Center as the two goals scored by Tim Bonner and Gabe Gertler. Bonner's unassisted at 1:04 of the first period. Gabe Gertler, shorthanded goal. Assist goes to Dave Gust on that one at 17:58 of the first period of play. Right now it's time for the Valentino's trivia question of the game. Valentino's Italian Grand Buffet. We've got something for everyone. Eat in, carry out, or delivery. We've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet with pizza, pasta, and salads. Valentino's has what you like. And trivia question here tonight. Storm, you know, we've talked a little bit about a bunch of things here, but one of their new players, Ruslan Peden, former team was the Janesville Jets. The Storm got him in a trade from the Janesville Jets. Here's your Valentino's trivia question. What other Storm player played for Janesville last season? If you know the answer, tweet it at us, at Tri-City Storm. And if you know the answer, tweet it at us. Possibly can win a free pair of tickets presented by Valentino's Trivia. I think Dana Wright, my intermission guest, knows the answer to this one. Once again, the question, what Storm defenseman also played in Janesville? Ruslan Peden is the new defenseman the Storm just acquired this week. He came from the Janesville Jets. We'll take a quick break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. When we come back, we'll have the start of the second period for you. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Bud Light salutes NFL fans and all their superstitions. Like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. And the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. You know that watching the game is not a game. And your Sunday morning routine is a necessary ritual. You're not fooled by those so-called statistics. Mastered the science of superstition. Thank you for crossing your fingers, for knocking on wood, for refusing to hang out with the bad luck guy on game day. There is NFL fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do. Here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching five white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. Absolutely. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Time to get the sticks and skates back out on the ice. Time now for the second period of Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Ready for the second period here at the Viero Event Center. The Tri-City Storm taking on the Fargo Force here tonight. We got a 1-1 game after 20 minutes of play. Two goals scored by Tim Bonner and Gabe Gertler for the Fargo Force. Once again, getting ready for the second period. The players will switch sides, and the Storm will be going from left to right on your radio dial. Fargo will be going from right to left. Jensen in net for the Force, and you know, we talked a little bit about him in the Central Hydraulic intermission report. Obviously, a guy with a good track record. However, this season, not the best start through six games coming into tonight. 3.18 goals against average and an 89% save percentage. Cameron Johnson's the other goaltender on this roster. He's played in eight games with 3.66 goals against average and an 89% save percentage. So, goaltending's been a little bit of a problem for Fargo early on in this season. They're 6-6 and in fourth place in the USHL's Western Division. However, not the best goaltending from the Force. This season, the Storm have had good goaltending from both Johan Mattsson and Christian Fry. Fry in net here tonight. Mattsson's gotten the start in a few more of the games. Mattsson's played, he's got nine starts. Fry started four games. This is his fifth. And Mattsson has a 2.52 goals against average with its 92% save percentage. Fry came in with a 3.49 goals against average. As we get the opening draw on the second period here on the Breeze, Nolan Glukowski had it, but Iafallo dumped it in deep into the Storm zone. Roboski went down. Now a chance for Gus on the far side. Pass gets deflected, and it's kept in by Dines in the left point. Now down low, the Storm have it, and they clear it all the way down. This looks like it could reach for icing, and it does. 19:34 remaining in the second period of play. We're just underway here at the Viero Event Center in the second period. The Storm are tied 1-1 with the Fargo Force. Faceoff will be back in the Storm zone to the left of Christian Fry as Brian Ward will take this one against Dominic Tatiano. It's won by the Storm. Glukowski clears it all the way around and out of the zone. All the way down. Icing waved off on this one. Storm get a change as Bjorklund goes over to get it, but keeps rolling. And Trevor Moore able to pick it up on a stick, get possession. Penn with a long shot from the right point, and it's saved by Jensen. Rebound goes behind the net. Bjorklund banks it off the backboards, and Gomez fans at it. Goes right in on Jensen. He makes an easy save and hops on top. 19-11 remaining in the second period of play. The Tri-City Storm tied with the Fargo Force, 1-1. Shots on goal now 13-11 in favor of Tri-City. Make that 12-11. They just took a shot off the board. As Bonner on the draw. Vecchione on a shot there. Gets deflected wide of the net. Picked up by Fargo around to the far side. Tatiano's got a break. He moves past Penn. He burns him. Now in on net. Nice shot off the post. And a big opportunity. He had Christian Fry deked out of his pads. And he hit the post on that one. Fry was late to recover, but he might have got a skate on it to stop it from going out. The Storm are now whistled for icing here. 18:47 remaining. And I didn't get a chance to see a replay. Now I'm going to be able to see a replay here from Tatiano. Moved in, had a great fake, and just clanged it right off the post. Fry was late to get over there, and a big opportunity for Fargo, and Dominic Tatiano is wasted here. It's still a 1-1 game with 18:47 remaining in the second period. Off the faceoff, a shot in on Fry, makes the save and covers up. Tatiano gets pushed down after the play. And two teams have to be separated there. Maller is going to go to the box for what happened after the whistle. And looks like a two-minute power play for the Force. Earlier on, the Force had a four-minute power play, and they could not convert. Tri-City did a nice job there on the kill. Fargo 0-for-2 on the power play there, with both the opportunities coming on the double minor. And now they'll get a third opportunity here with Dylan Maller in the box. Face off now to the right of Christian Fry. It's won by the Storm. Cutler Martin had it, but he lost it. Penalty to Maller being announced right now for roughing after the whistle. As Fargo with the puck now on the power play, 10 seconds in, they got it on the right point. Bjorklund shot, saved by Fry. Rebound was loose for a second, but the rebound came right into his chest. And the whistle blows with 18:28 remaining in the second period, 1:44 remaining in the Fargo Force power play. Gertler is going to take the draw here for Fargo against Brian Ward of the Storm. Face off to the right of Christian Fry. And it's 1-4 by Gertler. Goes right at the net. It's nice save by Christian Fry on a wrist shot that he had to make with his blocker side. Bjorklund now in the left point. Down low. Back to Bjorklund. Long shot gets blocked in front. Loose puck was picked up there by Eli May. And he clears all the way down the ice. And Storm gets changed their penalty killing unit. Bjorklund with the puck. Now behind his own net. Breaking out into the Storm zone. Onside. Long soft rolling puck from Dave Gust. Blocked down in the far side corner. Bjorklund has it now at the left point. Bjorklund on the near side wall. Nice hit from Cutler Martin. Jaws the puck free, and it's batted out of the zone by Tim Bonner. Nice job by Tim Bonner. Jensen out of his net, and he stops it for Gust. Gust in his own zone. Outlet pass to Arntz. Arntz in onside. Vecchione first man to get it in the near side corner, but he turns it right back over. That time to Polkamp. Polkamp lost it, goes all the way down the ice. 42 seconds remaining on the Fargo power play. Fargo, their only goal came shorthanded here tonight. Gabe Gertler with the goal. 1-1 game. 33 seconds left in the power play. Arntz with it neutralized now. Dumps it in deep all the way around the boards to the far side wall. Roboski there to get it for the Storm. Pries it over to Ward, who just bats it all the way down. Nice job by Brian Ward right there. Storm change off the defensive pairing. Cutler Martin and Glukowski on. And now Fargo with the puck behind their own net. It's Fleming. Now Arntz in neutral ice on the left side, moving in. Dumps it in deep around for Martin. Cutler Martin cuts it off there, but couldn't clear the zone. Now on the far side wall, shot gets blocked. Rebound shot. Another block by Cutler Martin. Nice job there. Another loose puck in front. And the Force ridden into the boards there, player. Looks like Arntz gets hit hard. Nice job by Maller. Out of the box, they cleared all the way down the ice. Power play is killed off from the Storm. Force are 0-for-3 here tonight. in a 1-1 game, 16:25 remaining in the second period. Trevor Moore had an opportunity there, neutralized, but it's taken away by Fleming. Now a loose puck brought in offside by the Force, and carrying that puck in there was Matt Polkamp. 16:17 remains in the second period of play. The Storm and the Force are tied at 1-1 here at the Viero Event Center. Faceoff just outside of the Storm zone, as it's won by the Force. Getting to the red line and dumping it in deep is Neil Goff. And now down low, Force start the cycle. Puck comes loose for a second. Pedden, nice hit right there on Jared Diedenbach. Now down low in the near side corner, out to the wall. Goff keeps it in. Wraps it all the way down. Actually couldn't keep it in. Fargo had a tag up there. Storm gets to the puck. They dump it to neutralize. Trevor Moore will start the rush. Moore just flips it into the zone on the near side wall. Puck bounces over into the air and into the seating here out of play. 15:43 remains in the second period of play. The Tri-City Storm are tied with the Fargo Force 1-1. Shots on goal. Force leading right now 14-12 in the shots on goal. Faceoff will have be to the left of Brendan Jensen, the Fargo goaltender, in case Jason Cotton comes in to take it, but he loses it to Gertler. And now Fleming clears it all the way around and out of the zone. They say it was deflected by Cutler Martin. No icing here. Waved off. Eli May leaves it for Martin. Now bounces it back over to May. May will start things here. Nice little pass over to Jason Cotton. Cotton with some speed. Tried to dump in deep. Got deflected. Gomez picked it up. He had a good chance for L'Esperance, but it went through his legs, and now Hrabowski picks up in neutral ice. Gomez chips it right back onto the stick of Martin. Now Gomez, as Storm trying to get out of their own zone here, Hrabowski will settle things down and go cross ice to Gomez, who chips it in. Fleming, first man to play in the far side corner. Fleming, pass over and gets stolen by L'Esperance. Now on the near side corner, it's flipped away and taken away by Gertler. Gertler hustling up ice with Gus. Gus tried to pass it back to Gertler, but it gets deflected. Neutralized loose puck. Gafari airs one out in the air. It bounces in. Gus wrist shot just goes. It goes in. Thought it went high, but it's a goal for the Fargo Force and Dave Gust. What an awkward play. The puck came bouncing in. It was a high dump, but it wasn't dumped in deep. It was in the top of the zone. It went really high, and it was bouncing around. Here, as I get a look on the replay, Gus just went after it, made the play, got a lot of space. Johnny Hrabowski, the defenseman right near there, and it's a goal for the Fargo Force on that wrist shot. He beat Christian Fry in the top right corner. I could have sworn that puck looked like it was going to go high or wide. And a nice wrist shot there from Gus. It did go in. And the Storm now down 2-1 here with 14:43 left in the second period of play. Force have the puck and neutralize. Nelson, cross-ice pass in onside. Nice chance for Tatiano. And he flipped one over the net. Now rebound comes out to Bjorken. Shot towards the net. Rebound loose in front, and they score again. The Force get two goals in a matter of seconds here, under a minute apart, and now have a commanding 3-1 lead on the Tri-City Storm with 14:24 remaining here in the second period. The Storm seemed to have fallen asleep on defense over the last minute or two, not clearing pucks. That one, Christian Fry was left helpless, laying on his back with a loose puck to his right, and it gets banged home. I'm not sure who scored the goal. I'm going to see a replay real quick here, and looks like the goal is going to go to Tatiano. Dominic Tatiano gets the goal, and now a wise timeout by the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howji. He's got to be upset with the way his guys are playing at this point, but there's a lot of time left in this game. We're not even halfway through, and I think he's stressing his team to get their heads on straight here, turn things around. Down 3-1, just over 14 minutes remaining here in the second period of play. The Storm in trouble of dropping one here to Fargo. They're down 3-1. The goal's scored just 23 seconds apart. Dave Gust and Dominic Tatiano get him. And just a tough break here in the last couple minutes for the Storm. Just over 5 minutes into the second period. And Fargo comes at him. Fargo's now scored three straight in the game after the Storm scored one from Tim Bonner 1 minute and 4 seconds in. Bonner's on the faceoff draw right now, as he goes against Booth and wins it. Cutler Martin gets the red line, dumps in deep. Goaltender Jensen out of his net. to play it around on the near side boards. And Iafallo gets it in neutral ice. Nice job by Cutler Martin. Try to dump in deep. However, Fargo stopped that, and they dump it into the storm zone. Fry out of his net, plays it on the far side wall. Gomez working on it. Couldn't get possession. Now he does. And he's in the corner. Gomez starting out the other way. Cross ice pass gets stolen away. Here comes Iafallo with a 2-on-1. Trying to get it over to the other force forward, however. And now Vecchione loses an edge. Very sloppy last couple minutes for the Storm. They get the puck in deep. Jensen sticks it over to the near side wall. And Bjorkung has it in neutral ice now. Dumps in deep, bouncing over to Fry, who gloves it. And holds on, 13:37. Remaining in the second period of play here at the Viero Event Center. And the Tri-City Storm have a 3-1 deficit to overcome. Here from the Fargo Force, get a quick media timeout. Give listeners a reminder here. You can answer the Valentino's Buffet trivia question that we announced during the intermission period. If you didn't hear it during the intermission, the Valentino's Grand Buffet trivia question of the night. Ruslan Pedden of the Tri-City Storm came over in a trade from the Janesville Jets of the North American Hockey League earlier this week. What Storm defenseman also played in Janesville last season? If you know the answer, tweet it to us at Tri-City Storm. See if we have not had any correct answers yet. However, looking for a correct answer here to that trivia question. 13:37 remains in the second period. Force with a 3-1 lead on the Storm. Fleming with a long shot. Fry sticks it away out of his net. Now it's picked back up in front of the net and taken back by the Storm. Maller behind the net. Over to Trevor Moore. To Brian Ward. Now Trevor Moore moves in on the left side. Wrist shot deflected. Ward down low to McMurphy, who's playing on the right wing here with this line. The first line, bouncing puck behind the net. Ward comes out in front. Has a wrist shot go wide. Banks off the backboards, behind the net. Trevor Moore picks it up. Moore in the near side corner. McMurphy down low to Ward. Now puck comes free and goes all the way on the other side for Matt Polkamp. But he can't clear the zone. Roboski keeps it in, and he dumps in deep. First one to get it is Fleming. Clears around to the near side wall now. Toro with a lot of room to clear the zone. But it's turnover once again to McMurphy. Cross-ice pass to Ward. Ward comes back in onside. Leaves for Trevor Moore with a shot. Save with a right pad by Jensen. Now the rebound. Fought for. Bouncing puck taken away by the Force. Glukowski crosses ice pass over to Roboski. Roboski back to Glukowski now. Glukowski with some room to skate out of his zone. Pass onto the far wall. Lappin went in onside. Puck got taken away. Now it's pushed all the way down the ice. Icing will be waved off as it didn't reach. Roboski in the near side corner loses the battle. Gertler threw one to the net, but it was taken away. Now Roboski gets it stripped in front of his own net, and Fry to make a save. Storm can't clear, and now it's picked back up by Glukowski in the near side corner. He finally clears it, and it'll be icing here on the Storm as the race was won by the defenseman Dominic Racobaldo. Racobaldo, by the way, 6'2", 216 pounds, one of the biggest guys on the ice here tonight, and it'll be an offensive zone faceoff now for the Force to the right of Christian Fry. Faceoff won by the Force. Long shot gets deflected in front. Fry makes a save. Rebounds loose. A big-time shot, and they score. There was a player fanned on one of the rebounds, and it looked like the Storm were going to get back into position. However, it's another goal for Fargo, and the Storm just honestly looked dejected here in the second period, have not played their best hockey. A lot of loose pucks in their crease, a lot of turnovers in their zone. I'm not sure who's going to get credit for the goal. It was a scrum in front, and I believe it was Alex Iafallo that had taken the first shot off the first rebound, I should say. And we'll see who they give credit for the goal. Iafallo and Gertler were in there. Gertler already with a goal here in the first period, and it is now 4-1, and the Storm are going to change goaltenders for the second consecutive game. Johan Mattsson into the net. Christian Fry takes a seat on the bench after allowing 4 goals here in the first half of this game. We're not even halfway through. Storm trying to need to wake up here on defense. 11:52 remaining in the second period. They trail by 3 goals. It's a 4-1 game. Cutler Martin plays the puck off the faceoff up to Joshua Gabriel, who's playing his first game in a Storm uniform here tonight. He dumps it in deep. No chance to cycle, however, gets cleared all the way down. Cutler Martin in his own zone. He turns it over off the far side wall to Tatiano. Now on the far side wall. Now on the far side wall, it's Rocco Baldo. They say he came offside. Rocco Baldo, the captain of this Force team, Force with a 4-1 lead now on the Tri-City Storm. And that last goal, Alex Iafallo does get credit for the goal, scored at 8:07, a period of 3 minutes where the Force have scored three goals here in this game. And the Storm are in trouble, down 4-1 with 11 minutes and 18 seconds remaining in the second period. Now Tatiano down low. In front, opportunity for the Force. Shot came from Nelson, was blocked. Another shot was blocked in front from L'Esperance, but he gets it stolen away. Another turnover in their own zone. Here comes Harms. Nice cross-ice pass. Mattson makes the save on a shot by Tatiano. And Tatiano with one goal here tonight already in this period. 11 minutes even remaining in the second period of play. The Storm trail the Fargo Force 4-1 here at the Viero Event Center. Thanks for tuning in on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. As the Storm hit the faceoff in their own zone, they cannot win the draw. And it's down low for Fargo. Another shot goes through the crease for Torrell. It kept in. And it's dumped back in deep by Bjorkung. Tim Lappin took a spill, but he got back up. Lost an edge. Storm, another turnover in their own zone. And that shot got deflected. Diedenbach took it. Deflected into the netting. Storm in their own zone here in the second period. Struggling mightily. A lot of failed attempts to clear. A lot of turnovers. Not a lot of hustle from this Storm team in their own zone, and they now trail 4-1. 10:40 remains here in the second period. Tim Bonner on the faceoff with Gabe Gertler. Here to the left of Johan Mattson. Faceoff won by Fargo, taken away by the Storm. Vecchione trying to find it. Gomez there. Bonner picked it up and neutralized. Now Hrabowski has it as it was deflected away. Hrabowski over to Nolan Glukowski, moving out of his own zone. Up in a neutralized, nice pass to Gomez. Gomez gets it in deep around the boards for Vecchione. Vecchione goes back down low for Bonner. Hit off of his stick. Now Vecchione has it up top to Glukowski at the right point. Nice shot gloved out of the air by Jensen. Jensen was getting tested a lot early on by the Storm in the first period. And since the Force have tied the game, he hasn't seen many opportunities. Since that game-tying goal in the first period by Gertler, shorthanded with just 2 minutes and 2 seconds remaining, it's been all Fargo, and they lead 4-1 right now with 10:12 remaining in the second period. Bouncing puck. Eli May couldn't control it, but a nice job there on the back check taken away by Bonner. Up to Vecchione in onside. Vecchione at the top of the right circle, fan on a shot. Another shot gets deflected out of play. And the clock stops with an even 10 minutes remaining here in the second period of play at the Viero Event Center. The Storm trailing 4-1 to the Fargo Force here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Faceoff will be to the left of the goaltender, Brendan Jensen. Brian Ward on the draw against Tatiano. Ward lost it, however, and it gets moved down low by the Force. And Neil Goff started the play up there. Now Nelson and Glukowski fight forward on the near side wall. Nice backhand shot from Harms. Gets deflected wide. Another chance for Fargo is the rebound. They still have it in their possession. Cycling down low. Nice job there by Brian Ward. Takes his man down. Takes the puck away. Trevor Moore gets taken down and neutralized. No penalties called on either side. Storm came in onside, but they lost the puck. But now it's kept in by Brian Ward, who got a turnover. Tried to play it in front for Moore. Puck popped up in the air. Tatanato plays it over a neutral ice to Harms. Harms gets taken off the puck for a second by Maller, but he gets by the hit. And now down low, Eastman throws another hit. Tatiano had a shot that was deflected. Rebound comes to a Force player. He gets takes a hit from Maller. Now up at the right point. Pelkin down low. Nice hit on Nelson there by Maller. Shoves him down. Here comes Trevor Moore. Moore not able to do much there as he decides to dump it in deep and go off on a line change. And the puck moves out to the other side. Nice job kept in for a second by Joshua Gabriel. Storm have the puck now and neutralize. It's Eastman Eastman, shot gets blocked. Rebound for May. May dumps it deep. Gabriel lost his stick for a second, but is able to pick it up. And now it's cleared behind the net here in the Fargo zone. Force with possession. Gabriel ties up his man nicely there. And Jason Cotton comes in and gets the puck. Cotton on the near side wall. Gabriel trying to fight for it. Does a nice job there. Gets it to Lappin. Lappin gets pinned against the glass. Cotton has it in the near side corner. Nice shift here from Cotton, Lappin, and Gabriel. Gabriel comes off for L'Esperance, the third member of this line. As L'Esperance comes on, the Storm lose a battle for the puck, and Fargo comes away with it. Neutral ice. They air it out, dump it in deep into the near side corner. Nice job by Eli May getting it for Lappin. Lappin left it for Cotton and neutralized. Cotton takes a hit and gets it in deep. 7:47 remaining in the second period with Fargo in a 4-1 lead. The Storm have somewhat of a possession there, but it's taken away from Fargo. Moved out into neutral ice. Now Nolan Glukowski retreats into his own zone to pick up the puck. Glukowski pass in front for Hrabowski. Hrabowski out of his zone to neutral ice, gets to the red line and dumps in deep. Jensen out of his net to play it. Swings it around to the near side corner. It's taken away by Fargo. And nice cross-ice pass with some speed. Nice job, Johnny Hrabowski, able to break that play up as they moved into the zone. Nate Arntz had the puck. Now it's Tim Bonner for the Storm. Bonner, out of his own zone, to the red line. Gets deflected by a Fargo stick out of play. Fans got a duck there in some of the lower rows of that section right in front of me. 7:09 remains here in the second period of play. The Tri-City Storm have a 4-1 deficit to the Fargo Force, trying to overcome things here after three goals for the Force in the second period of play. Just outside the blue line in neutral ice, outside of the Fargo zone, came the faceoff. Faceoff won by Fargo, but Gertler turned it over as he came into the zone. Ward almost turned it back over. Storm able to clear it into neutral ice. Dumped in deep from the red line. Icing waved off. Pedden clears it around the boards for the Storm. Now here comes McMurphy with a bouncing puck. Tried to find Trevor Moore, neutralized, able to get it, skates it onside, finds Pedden, nice move, backhand towards the net, gets taken down, it was blocked in front, Cutler Martin was going to try to pinch in to keep it in, but now it's a 2-on-1 the other way, Fargo with a 2-on-1, Martin does a nice job on defense, they try to hit Gertler on the far side, and they can't even get a shot off, gotta say Cutler Martin did a good job there on defense, and the net got taken off on the play, so a whistle is blown with 6:31 remaining here. In the second period of play, we get a media timeout. The Tri-City Storm are trailing this one 4-1 on the Fargo Force, looking for answers right now for the Storm. Last week, they had two very encouraging games, defeating Cedar Rapids as well as Sioux City. Both games, 2-1 victories for the Storm. This weekend, 5-0. On Friday night, the Storm lost to the Sioux Falls team. And now 4-1 to Fargo here in the second period. Storm have to do something to turn things around before it gets too late. And they have the opening goal here from Tim Bonner. And they haven't done too much on offense since the last since the minutes of the first period. Goals in the second period for Fargo, good for Dave Gust, Dominic Tatiano, and Alex Iafallo. So we're back to play here. 6:31 remains in the second period. The Storm win the faceoff draw in their own zone. Eli May up for Gomez and out into neutral ice. Now back on the sticks of the Force. Bjorka with the pass out into neutral ice. And it's dumped all the way down low into the Storm zone. Vecchione able to take it. Try to play it up for Bonner. Bonner banks it off the near side boards. Bjorklund dumps it down low once again. Gomez on the far side wall with the puck. Gomez for Cutler Martin. Martin now up for Bonner and Gomez. Puck pops into the air. Out to Martin. Martin on the far side wall. Under 6 minutes remaining here in the second period. Eli May over to Bonner in his own zone. Nice cross-ice pass to Vecchione trying to start a rush. Vecchione to Gomez. Gomez, nice move. Almost was able to get around Chris Dines. But he gets it in deep into the zone, and Vecchione had it taken away by Dines. Dines out of his own zone, finds Nelson in neutral ice. Nelson, cross-ice pass, gets broken up by Hrabowski. Now here comes Gomez. Gomez has got Eastman off a change. Eastman in onside at the top of the left circle. Back to Hrabowski, long shot saved by Jensen. Rebound goes to right to Cotton. Now Eastman gives it back to Cotton. Cotton on the far side wall, changing places, trying to find somebody. Back up top to Hrabowski in the left point, and it gets deflected out of the zone. Lukowski with the puck in his own zone. Up to Cotton. Taken away in neutral ice and dumped in by Fargo. Matson out of his net to slow it down. And Hrabowski gets there under 5 minutes remaining here in the second period. The Storm trail 4-1 here on the Breeze, 94.5. Hrabowski with it behind his own net. Starting out, banks a backhander off the near side wall and into neutral ice. And now we get a whistle. They say a high stick on Fargo, I believe. And they get a whistle with 4:45 remaining in the second period of play. Storm trailing 4-1 to Fargo Force. Here is Brian Ward will be in the faceoff circle against Tontonato. Faceoff won by the Force in their own zone. Roccobaldo now around the far side. It's deflected in neutral ice without a stick. Tontonato plays it back down to Maller. Maller over to Ward. Ward in onside, lost the puck, and it comes out to Pedden. Pedden in his own zone. Trevor Moore now with some space. Moore in onside. Low pass over to Ward. Ward on the left side. Shot, rebound from Moore. Another shot in front. Bouncing puck gets batted away. And here come the Force. Off the batted puck, they got an opportunity. In onside. Quick move. Nelson with the puck towards the front. Loose, and it gets pulled away by the Storm. Ward right back to McMurphy. McMurphy cross-ice pass to Cutler. Martin, who joins the rush. Martin in onside. Nice low shot. Saved. Rebound is loose behind the net. Wraparound chance, and Cutler Martins puts it in. First goal of the season for the defenseman. And the Storm get on the board here in the second period. Their second goal of the night and first of the career of Cutler Martin from East Lansing, Michigan. On a wraparound, he joined the rush, started the play, and the Storm now trail 4-2 after the Cutler Martin goal. All smiles here on the bench. Hope they let him keep that puck as it's his first goal of the season. He started the play by joining the rush. Got a pass from the line there. Of course, the line, Trevor Moore, Brian Ward, McMurphy. McMurphy started the play, found Ward. Ward looked like he was passing to Trevor Moore, but he found Cutler Martin, who was joining that rush. He moved in onside on the left-hand side. He took a long, low shot on Jensen. The rebound popped out, and Martin kept driving towards the net, took it behind the net, and got the wraparound to go, beating Jensen, and it's now 4-2. But off the faceoff here, the Storm turn it over. Dangerous play in front. The shot goes wide from Alex Iafallo, but the Force still have the puck. Hrabowski down low trying to take it away. Chance in front, and a shot and a save by Matson on Dave Gust. Matson holds on. 3:36 remaining in the second period. That's a big goal by Cutler Martin for a few different reasons. First of all, it's a contribution from a Storm player who doesn't normally contribute offensively. Martin is one of the best defensemen on this team at just throwing everything towards the net, making sure he gets his shots. However, a lot of them are predictable, readable shots, and the goaltenders have an easy time with them. This time, Martin drove to the net, got the offense, and that's what the Storm needed. They needed somebody to chip in and do something special to get them to get some life here as the Force throw a shot towards the net blocked in front. Now here comes Trevor Moore. Moore going one-on-two here, waiting for some teammates to join the rush. Ward has joined the rush. Shot from the top of the left side. Rebound in front. Whole bunch of bodies in front. Pedden comes up with the puck on the far side wall. Able to keep it in. Nice job to Trevor Moore. Moore, long wrist shot blocked in front once again. And now here comes Gertler the other way for Fargo. Outlet pass. Finds Gust. Long play down the ice, and a few players take a spill. There, Pedden comes up with the puck. 3 minutes and 3 seconds left in the second period. Nice try on a pass from Trevor Moore. Got deflected. And Maller picks it back up for the Storm. Dumps it in. Ward fighting with Lappin for the puck. Now Lappin on the backboards. Takes the puck. Finds Moore. Wrist shot just goes wide. I think the goaltender there might have gotten a piece of it. Cotton keeps it in at the right point. Nice job by Jason Cotton. Lappin down low in the near side corner. Throws it toward the front. Cotton was on the other side, but couldn't take it away. Now here comes the Fargo Force. A long chance in front from Polkamp. Goes behind the net. Now it's passed over to Bjorking. He took a shot. Matson made a big save there. And now Bjorking has it. Another shot. Mattson saw that one with the glove, and he's able to hold on. 2:21 remaining in the second period of play here at the Viero Event Center. The Storm trailing the Fargo Force 4-2. And a big goal from Cutler Martin right now has the Storm back in this game, only trailing by two goals. Martin, first goal of the season at 16:06. On the faceoff in the Storm zone, Hrabowski scrumming for a loose puck, but he can't get a hold of it with Polkamp. Polkamp now on the near side, trying to throw one in front to Arntz. Arntz still has it. Now down low, Hrabowski trying to cut it off. Polkamp threw it over to Torrell. Torrell taking a hit. Glukowski lost his stick. He goes to the net. Glukowski kicks the puck right in front of the net. Hrabowski was there. He steered it away. Arntz keeps it in on the far side. Glukowski has a stick back in his hands. And now he buries one of the Force players. But a chance in front, and the shot goes wide of the net. Mattson looked like he elected to let that one go wide. Now behind the net, out in front for Arntz. Shot goes wide. Another rebound for Polkamp. Stick was down. Bonner picked it up. Shot from the slot just goes wide. That was a big-time opportunity for the Force. A lot of chances here for Fargo. Trying to get a late goal. 1:30 remaining in the second period. Storm can't clear. Bjorking at the top of the right point. Another shot. Mattson right off the chest makes the save. Vecchione outlets it to Gomez. Gomez gets to the red line. Dumps it in. Gomez chasing for it, gets to it, gets it over to Vecchione. Nice play to establish themselves. Over to Ward with a one-timer. He couldn't get a lot of speed on it. Now another chance for Ward in front. Gets taken away. Gomez had the pass there. Now Arntz will move the other way, and Arntz dumps it in deep. 1:03 remaining in the second period. Storm have the puck. Gomez left it off for Maller, but it got taken away by Fargo. Fargo in the near corner. Another shot towards the net. Mattson able to gobble that one up. And he holds on with 51 seconds remaining here in the second period. The Storm really, really need to make sure they finish this period strong and stay only two goals down headed to the third period, give themselves a chance to win. Fargo has had a lot of opportunities here in the last minute or two. On Johan Mattson, Mattson's been able to make some saves. They've missed opportunities wide. And now off the faceoff, a bouncing puck. Mattson tried to hop on top, and he couldn't smother it. And it's picked up once again by the Force in the Storm zone. Gertler down low, takes a hit from Ward. Ward does a nice job getting the puck, banks it off the backboard, but it went right to the Fargo forward, Alex Iafallo. And now it's taken away by the Storm. In neutral ice, Moore. Moore stops at the top of the right circle, trying to get a pass over, trying to go down low for Bonner. Bonner throws one in, it goes in! With 25 seconds left in the second period, Tim Bonner just threw one. It went off a Fargo player and right past Jensen. Bonner's going to get his second goal of the night, his third goal of the season, and the Storm are within one goal. They get the goal in the final minute of the second period, and boy, it was a fortunate bounce for Tri-City. Just a harmless play from Bonner. He threw the puck towards the center. Nobody from Tri-City was there. And it went off a skate of a Fargo defenseman and right past Jensen. What a break for Tri-City as they get their second goal of the period. And they have a one-goal game with 25 seconds left in that period. Now a discussion with Josh Howji and the official. And Tim Bonner coming up big here tonight. Gotten the Storm within one, 4-3. Storm off the draw. They get the puck in deep. Bonner with the play just throws it in front. Never know what can happen. This time, no one on the end of it, and here comes Fargo. 10 seconds remaining in the period. Forrest dumping in deep. Nelson around the boards. Cutler Martin's got it with 5 seconds left in the period. Eli May will skate it out in the corner, and that'll do it. 40 minutes in the books. The Tri-City Storm allowed three goals in a span of 3 minutes earlier in the second period. But late in the period, they get some surprise help from Cutler Martin, who scored a goal at 16:06 on a wraparound. And Tim Bonner, with just 25 seconds left in the period, made it a one-goal game, throwing a harmless pass towards the center of the net. And it bounced off a Fargo skate past the goaltender Brennan Jensen. Tri-City just trails by one goal with 20 minutes remaining. They have new life, and they've got a chance in this one, folks. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report in just a few moments. You're listening to Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Boss Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Welcome to Burger King. What can we get for you?
How's the new popcorn chicken?
Oh, imagine perfect bite-sized, juicy, tender chicken with a flavorful, seasoned, crispy outside and your choice of 8 delicious dipping sauces.
Sold!
You know, they go great with our crispy sweet potato fries.
Sold again!
The only thing better than hearing about our new popcorn chicken and sweet potato fries is tasting them. Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with built-up beds for a great night's sleep, to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal of Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Everyone wants more. At Viera Wireless, you get more. More minutes, more free numbers, more savings than the competition. Our most popular rate plan, the 1,000-minute My Group Shared plan, gives you up to 300 more minutes, 20 free calling numbers, and saves you money over the nearest competitive plan. Add an unlimited data package and nationwide messaging, and your monthly savings jump to $60. And if you're stuck in a contract, no worries. We'll help you pay your early termination fee when you switch. Get more with Viera Wireless today.
Restrictions apply. See store for details.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Chaffin.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. The Tri-City Storm trail 4-3 to the Fargo Forest. Very interesting second period of play. We'll recap it for you in just a second here. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And we get to the Stadler Implement period recap. Lots to talk about in that period. The Tri-City Storm had one of the worst starts in that period that I've seen all season. They did not play well in the beginning of the period. They allowed 3 goals in a span of 3 minutes. Dave Gust at 5:13 of the period. Dominic Tonato at 5:36, so just 23 seconds later. And then Alex Iafallo at 8:07. All 3 goals were results of a lot of turnovers in their own zone. The Storm really did not play well in that first part of the period, and I bet you they'll be the first one to tell you that. However, the game doesn't end, and Coach Josh Howji pulled the goaltender there, Christian Fry, after that fourth goal. The Storm are down 4-1. Looked like a pretty apathetic performance. However, Johan Mattsson comes in. He's 7-for-7 with saves since he's come in. And the Storm have scored 2 goals to cut it to a 4-3 Fargo lead. Cutler Martin, an unassisted goal is what they're calling it. We'll check the video. I may be able to add an assist to Brian Ward and Ryan McMurphy there. But Cutler Martin pretty much doing the work himself. Takes a shot from the top of the left point, came down low, and putting a rebound on a wraparound, really just beating everybody in an offensive play from a defensive defenseman there in Cutler Martin that has gotten the Storm re-energized. 3 minutes and 30 seconds later, Tim Bonner gets a goal from Trevor Moore. Bonner was on the far side wall all the way down, you know, at the end of the goal line near the wall. He throws the puck towards the net. It deflects off of a skate of a Fargo defenseman right past the goaltender Jensen. And the Storm are trailing just 4-3 after two periods of play. They will have a shot to tie this game up, and we get to the third period. It has been quite the period here and quite the night for the Storm getting back into this game, re-energized, new goaltender, and well, just one penalty there in that second period to Dylan Maller, a two-minute roughing penalty early on in the period at 1:15, and Storm were able to kill it off. Fargo's 0-for-3 on the power play. Storm are 0-for-2 on the power play. Brendan Jensen in net for the Force has made 18 saves on 21 shots. Christian Fry made 13 saves on 17 shots in the first 28 minutes of the game. Johan Mattsson has played for 11:53 and made all seven saves that have come at him. Shots on goal in total. Fargo leads the Storm 24-21 after two periods. In the second period there, the Storm trailed in shots on goal 13-10 to Fargo. So that's where we stand here, and that's the Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. When we come back, we'll have the USHL scoreboard and news update presented by Midway Auto, as well as the answer to the Valentino's trivia question of the game. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The music you love, the times you remember, the show that takes you back. Experience the Beatles with Rain. It's a hit.
February 12th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com and the Arena Box Office.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
It's the music that revolutionized the sound of Christmas. Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. A holiday tradition for over 25 years. Don't miss this holiday extravaganza.
Thursday, December 20th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com.
Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Get reserved seat tickets now.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on The Breeze, 94.5. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Shaffron.
After 40 minutes of play, the Tri-City Storm trail 4-3 to the Fargo Force. Storm were down 4-1 early on in the second period and got two goals from Cutler Martin and Tim Bonner to make it 4-3 here. I'm Jared Shaffron. On the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, we're going to check the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update here presented by Midway Auto. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. Think Midway.com as we look at the games here in the USHL. Once again, these games are final. There was two other games around the league here today on a Sunday. Green Bay defeated Youngstown 3-2, and Indiana defeated Chicago 5-2. If you missed yesterday's games, we'll give you the recap of last night's scoreboard. Green Bay defeated Youngstown 5-2. Waterloo defeated Sioux City 5-2. Omaha got their second win of the weekend, beating Cedar Rapids 3-1. Cedar Rapids has struggled the last few games after losing to the Tri-City Storm last weekend. Nice fan photo here on the scoreboard of injured players Josh McCardle and Heikki Liedis having fun. Unfortunately, sidelined with injuries. McCardle expected to be back within the next few weeks. Heikki Liedis expected to be back in early December. Dubuque with a 5-3 win over the Muskegon Lumberjacks. And Dubuque's had two wins on the weekend. Sioux Falls defeats Lincoln. The Stampede have just been on fire. They defeat Lincoln 5-2 on their home ice. And they've been great on their home ice, and they've been great all season in third place right now in the USHL. And Fargo Force here defeated Des Moines Buccaneers 5-4. That game was in Des Moines. Fargo got a split of the weekend series with Des Moines and came right here to Kearney, where they now have a lead 4-3 on top of the Tri-City Storm through two periods of play. The answer to the Valentino's Grand Buffet trivia question, the question was that Ruslan Peden was acquired this week by the Storm from the Janesville Jets. He's from Moscow, Russia, and he was playing for the Janesville Jets. There's another Storm player that played for the Janesville Jets last season. That defenseman is not in the lineup tonight. It is Garrett Cecere, who's out with an upper body injury. He should be back on Wednesday against the Dubuque Fighting Saints. One of the best defensemen on this Tri-City Storm team, Garrett Cecere. He played for the Janesville Jets last season. Let's see if we had any people get the right answer here on Twitter. Unfortunately, no correct answers to that one on Twitter. Sorry, everybody. Better luck next time as the Storm trail 4-3, and that was the Valentino's Grand Buffet trivia question of the game. We'll have one every game presented by Valentino's. Once again, a 4-3 lead for the Fargo Force in this one. Shots on goal 24-21 in favor of Fargo, but they were up 4-1. The Storm got two goals late in the second period to bring it to a 4-3 game. We've got 20 minutes left to go in this one. It should be a good finish, and we'll bring it to you when we come back here. Take a quick break on the Breeze, your Storm Radio Network, 94.5 FM, KLIQ in Hastings.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island, just north of Gordman's off Highway 281, and in Kearney, just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue.
Storm fans, you can now bring the exciting action of Storm hockey to Tri-City area charities and nonprofit organizations. To participate, donate unused or pre-purchased tickets to the Viero Event Center box office. The Storm then match your donation to maximize your generosity. All donated tickets will be distributed to various nonprofit organizations and charities so those who may not otherwise have an opportunity can witness the thrill that is Storm hockey. Find out more about Storm tickets for charity. Visit stormhockey.com or call the box office 308-338-8011.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
My Bud Light caught two touchdowns last week.
My Bud Light caught fumbleitis.
Welcome to Bud Light Fantasy Football, where every bottle is a player.
My Bud Light ran for 152 yards.
My Bud Light went 27 for 35 for 353 yards and three touchdowns.
My Bud Light is on the IR with Turf Toe.
Find codes on specially marked bottles of Bud Light and start building your fantasy team at BudLight.com/FFL.
Against my Bud Light, defenses don't stand a chance.
My Bud Light is wide open. Throw him the ball.
With Bud Light Fantasy Football, your bottle is your player. Win amazing NFL prizes all season long. Bud Light Fantasy Football. Here we go.
You'll definitely see my Bud Light on the highlight reel.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and over. Ends 12/30/12. To play without a purchase, write to code request box 251-328 West Bloomfield, Michigan 48325. See rules at BudLight.com/FFL. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Tri-City Storm now into the third and final period. Believe purple. This is Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5.
20 minutes remaining in this one. The Tri-City Storm looking to get a comeback win here. They're trailing 4-3 to the Fargo Force as we get set to start the third period here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Thanks for tuning in. And just can't stress to you enough how crazy it is this game here in the second period. The Storm able to get to two goals from Cutler Martin and Tim Bonner in two of the weirdest ways that it can happen. Cutler Martin came through with the wraparound goal. He's a defenseman. He almost never is able to pinch in deep. And he got his own rebound off of a shot. And they have added assists on that one to Ryan McMurphy as well as Brian Ward. And the Storm get another goal from Tim Bonner. And that goal gets assisted by Trevor Moore, but Bonner on the far side wall just throws one in front, banks off of Fargo skate, and goes in. Just a breath of new fresh air here for the Storm. You got a lot different feeling. Going into the third period, Johan Matthews, the team out of the tunnel, he'll stay in net as he came in to replace Christian Fry. After Fry had a tough start, along with the Storm defense, here to the second period, the Storm allowed three goals in 3 minutes. And we're trailing 4-1, but it's 4-3 right now. And Tri-City has some energy coming out of the tunnel here, getting ready to go in the third period of play. Good thing, good sign that Josh Howji has kept on his tie for the third period here tonight. We noticed on Friday he, in disgust, had ripped the tie off. But he's got it here as he walks back on to the ice for the third period of play. Tri-City Storm trailing 4-3. They start with their top line of Moore, Ward, and McMurphy, and defensive pairing of Romoski and Glukowski. For the Force, they start with their starting lineup line of Iafalo, Gertler, and Gust. Defensive pairing there, Dines, and Dines is playing with Victor Bjorking. And now the faceoff is won by the Storm. They've switched sides, going right to left on your radio dial to start the third period. Fargo going from left to right. McMurphy with a quick wrist shot as he enters the zone. Gets to the rebound. And the puck is loose in front. Fargo able to clear it out to neutral ice where the Storm have it. And Glukowski dumps it in. Held there by the goaltender Jensen, but he plays it to his defenseman there, Dines. And now the Storm have the puck in the far side corner. Ward with the puck, gives it a Moore. Moore with some space. Quick shot save by Jensen. Now Pedden. Pedden faked on a shot. Goes down low with the puck. Trevor Moore on the far side corner now. Moore up top to May on the right point. Pedden goes off on a line change. Storm still keep the puck. It's McMurphy on the backhand. Finds Eli May. May throws one towards the front of the net. Gets blocked down in front. Bouncing puck. Here comes to the on the Fargo sticks. They get to it, dump it all the way down. Icing waved off as it was a slow roller. Eli May gets to it just a minute in to the third period of the Storm trail by just one goal, 4-3 in the third period, but now it's a turnover from Martin. Here comes Toninato. Shot right off the mask of Mattson, and he gobbles up the rebound. Stops play with 18:45 remaining in this one. The Storm have a one-goal deficit. Mattson's helmet might have gotten broken on that shot. As he's coming over to the bench with the helmet off, having the equipment manager and trainer Matt Stern take a look at the helmet. Interesting situation here. If the helmet is broken, I'm not sure what would have to happen here. If he's got another one, if he takes somebody else's, Matt Stern working on that helmet here as we have a stoppage. 18:45 remains in this one. And I got to say, that's a big save from Mattson after a bad turnover by Martin at the top of the zone. Storm have been turning the puck over in their own zone all day, although they've come back in this game. It doesn't excuse some of the mistakes that they've made earlier in the game. However, Mattson bails him out there with a big save with his helmet on Tontonato. Still working on the helmet now. Matt Stern under a lot of pressure here to get things back and running. Once again, 18:45 left in the third. The faceoff looks like it'll be in the Storm zone when we resume play after Mattson got hit in the helmet with a shot. And now we have assistant coach Lenny Hoffman assisting in the efforts. And it looks like everything is back together for Mattson, and the helmet's going to stay in play. Mattson comes out, and he's back in the game. We'll get ready to reset things. The faceoff will be to the left of the Johan Mattson. And now it'll be Bonner on the draw for the Storm. He's able to win it to Glukowski. Glukowski on the far side, Vecchione. Vecchione chips it into neutral ice. Bouncing puck for Gomez. Leaves it for Bonner. Bonner with a wrist shot. Save by the goaltender Jensen. Bonner comes around. Picks up the rebound. On the left circle, down low to Gomez. Gomez, nice job cycling on the backboards. Finds Bonner. Bonner, trying to get it back to Gomez. Kept in by Maller. Pops up in the air. Settles down for a force player. And it's out of the zone. Gomez popped it up in the air with his wrist. Now here comes Fargo on the rush. And a pass was blocked by Pedden. Nice job on Tontonato's pass. Pedden able to block it. Now the Stormer offside. Tim Bonner couldn't hold up there and goes in ahead of Vecchione and Gomez. 18 minutes and 8 seconds remain in this one. The Tri-City Storm are trailing 4-3 to the Fargo Force. And they're trying to get back into this game. Trailed 4-1 at one point, but they got two goals before the end of the second period and now are within striking distance. Fargo dumps the puck in deep. There, that was Gaffari. And now Cutler Martin takes it away on a pass. Martin with a goal. His first goal of the season for the Storm. Dumps it in deep. Nice job on the cycle. Comes out to Cotton with an empty net and a big-time save by Jensen. Jensen was out of his net to play the puck. He swung it around. It got deflected off the sideboards right to Cotton in the slot. He shot it as quick as he could, but scrambling back, Jensen able to make the save. A big opportunity for the Storm there. 17:41 remains in this one. The Storm trail 4-3, getting outshot now just 26:25 on the scoreboard. Cotton lost the faceoff. Fargo won it forward. And now Polkamp starts the rush the other way with Torrell. Torrell dumps it in deep on the backboards now. Puck pops out to Cotton in front of the net. He finds Lappin on the far side. Lappin rushing things up ice into the zone on the right side. Bouncing puck went too far away from Glukowski. And now here comes Polkamp. Polkamp with some speed. Shot. And he scored. I thought it went in. They actually say it went off the post. Definitely beat Johan Mattson, I'll tell you that much, as it looked like it went in. And no video replay here at the Viero Event Center, so you can't look at that one. But the Storm catch a break there as the puck hits the post. I'd love to see that replay again, as Fargo still with the puck, in onside. I don't know what happened there. The Johan Mattson tried to cover it up. Pedden said, no, I'll take it away from you, as he tried to cover up. Pedden resumes play, skating in his own zone, trying to get away from Gertler. Finally leaves it up for Maller, but it was too far in front of him. Gertler with a great job forechecking, takes the puck away. Now here comes Pedden. Pedden over to Ward. Ward in neutral ice now with some speed. McMurphy in offside, just a step offside. Storm got to work those plays out. It was a good rush that they had into the zone. Whistle down at 16:33 remaining in the third period of this game. I'd love to see a replay here, and I'm going to be able to see one thanks to the replay guys. Yep, right off the post. So everyone else was right and I was wrong, but Storm are happy I was wrong as it hit the post, definitely beat Mattson cleanly and did not get into the net. Here's a Storm trail 4-3 late in the game. We're 16 minutes left in the third period. Storm dump it in to the Fargo zone. Nice forecheck there led by Joshua Gabriel, almost creates a turnover. Now Cutler Martin back in the Storm zone, retreating with the puck. Banks it off the near side wall. Gabriel missed it, didn't get a piece of it in neutral ice. It goes all the way down for an icing on Tri-City. 16:11 remaining in this one. Tri-City trailing 4-3 to the Fargo Force. Thanks for tuning in here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. for tuning in on Fast Hockey. Wish you well as well. Saw a nice little shot of Happy Gilmore there. As the Storm win the draw in their own zone, May gets that shot deflected away. It's that pass deflected away. Storm regroup, but they turn it over. Chance in front, deflection on a centering pass. And now the Force still have the puck. Down low, Tottenotto. Starts the play to Fleming. Fleming gets his pass blocked. Here comes a race for the puck between Gabriel and Fleming. Fleming wins the race. Nice job by Gabriel at the top of the zone. Bank off the backboards in the Fargo zone up to Neil Goff. Goff gets it taken away, however, by Vecchione. And his pass to the center was deflected and blocked away. Now Fleming with it back on his stick in his own zone. Airs it out all the way down. And they're going to say icing is the call here as Nolan Gutkowski, first man there to touch up. 15:30 remains in the game. The Storm trail 4-3. They got the first goal of the game from Tim Bonner. And then Fargo tied the game up late in the first period and scored three goals early in the second period. The Storm got two back from Cutler Martin, his first ever USHL goal, and Bonner with his second goal of the night. Storm keeping in at the blue line after losing the draw in the offensive zone, and they dump it down deep. Ward with a big-time hit. Might have gotten away with a high elbow there. But here come the Force. In onside. Shot from the far side. Saved by Mattson. Easy wide-angle shot for Mattson to stop. Now Fargo with the puck once again. It's Tottenotto. Nice pass in the front. Mattson with a big save. As it the shot came there from Diedenbach. And now the Storm will move the other way. It's McMurphy. McMurphy and Trevor Moore rushing in. McMurphy tried to dump in deep and go on a line change. Moore stayed on for some forechecking. And now turned over in neutral ice back to Jason Cotton as Fargo had it. Eastman, who's on the ice, dumps it in deep. Eastman was a healthy scratch last night, but gets back into the lineup tonight after the, Friday night, as the affiliate players for the Storm went back to Minnesota. There were three of them in Friday's game. Storm still with the puck now in the Fargo zone. Jason Cotton doing work on the far side corner. And finally, Fargo clears it all the way down. Icing will be the call. Puck hit a loose stick back there and almost didn't make it past the red line, but it did make it past the red line, and they did whistle the icing at 14:22 remaining in this third period of play. The Tri-City Storm trail 4-3 to the Fargo Force here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Bonner will take the draw against Booth here, and he wins it forward to Vecchione. Down low, chance in front, get batted away. Not sure if a shot ever came onto the goaltender Jensen, and now here comes Booth trying to bring it out. Stumped all the way down there by Roccobaldo. Play, and he moves it to Tim Bonner. Bonner takes a hit, but moves it to Gomez. Storm have a chance here with a 4-on-3. Cutler Martin joining the rush, and Gomez offside. Vecchione comes in on the left side just a step ahead. That is the third offside for the Storm. Third offside for the Storm this period. And we'll have our first media timeout of the period, with Tri-City trailing 4-3 to Fargo here at the Viero Event Center. Here in the third period, no goals, no penalties just yet. As this game has been tightly contested now for some time after the Storm got back into it after a rough start to the second period. It was a 1-1 game. 3 goals in 3 minutes for Fargo. The Storm got back into it with 2 goals, one from Cutler Martin, Cisco to Ryan McMurphy, and Ryan Ward. The other one to Tim Bonner, his second goal of the night. We talked on the pregame, the New West Sports Medicine's keys to the game. And it was unbelievable. The Tri-City Storm, sounds like they were listening to my keys to victory. As I said, Tim Bonner needed to step it up, and that's what he's done, scoring 2 goals here tonight. As icing is waved off a faceoff, Fargo dumped it in deep to the Storm end, and now it's Pedden that comes out with it. Nice cross-ice pass to Trevor Moore, who led it up for Ward. Ward got around one player but came in offside at a tag up. And now here comes Fargo the other way with the puck. Dump it in deep. Polkamp will chase with Pedden. Pedden getting a lot of ice time here late in this game. Coaching staff for the Storm must like what they're seeing, as Arntz, his pass is deflected and taken away by McMurphy. Puts it in to Fleming. Fleming gets his pass broken up by Pedden in neutral ice, throws one in from the red line right on net. Jensen makes the save, puts it behind the net now to Dines. Dines struggling, lost the puck to Trevor Moore. Moore on the forecheck now. Nice pass over to Ward. Ward backhand over to Vecchione, trying to get some space. Lukowski with a shot gets blocked. Boy, that was a good shot from Lukowski. He dialed it up. And credit to the Fargo forward, Gage Torrell, who blocked that shot. Lukowski now on his own end. Pass was deflected, but got over to Trevor Moore. He dumps it in deep. And now off the backboards, right to the goaltender, Jensen, who hopped on top and stops play with 12:48 remaining in the game. Tri-City trails 4-3. Shots on goal now in favor of the Force, 27-26. Storm have been good in front of Johan Mattsson since he came in to replace Christian Fry earlier in the second period, and Mattsson has not allowed a goal in this game. As the Storm won the faceoff, tried to hit Gomez with a pass behind the net, but it came out of the zone after the pass was incomplete, you would say. And now Gomez has it in his own zone. Cross-ice pass over to Eli May. May tried to hit Bonner in neutral ice. It goes well up. In the game, 4-3 is the score. The lead is for Fargo. Faceoff in the Storm zone. Tim Bonner on the draw with Gabe Gertler right to the right of Johan Mattsson. Faceoff is one forward by the Storm after a scrum, and here comes Vecchione with some speed down the right side. In onside, stops. Vecchione with a wrist shot goes wide of the net. And now on the near side, Gomez tried to throw it over. Cutler Martin tried to throw it towards the net, went over the net. Now Bonner gets it down. Bonner over to Vecchione. Vecchione tried a wrist shot, and that got deflected in front, taken away. Here comes Fargo with a rush, and they move in offside. But offside was never whistled, as they never touched the puck. Cutler Martin has it on his stick for the Storm. Martin up to Tim Lappin. Lappin in the near side. And it's taken away. He couldn't do much with it. Dines starts the rush the other way for Fargo. Gets dumped in deep. Pedden with the puck behind the net. Pedden now stops. Gets it to Lappin. Lappin over to Cotton in neutral ice. Gets taken off the puck by Gertler. Long shot. Went just high of Mattsson. Don't think he saw it coming, as he just moved the last second to get away from the shot. Almost hit him in the head. As Maller gets to the puck in his own zone. Finds Lesperance. Lesperance breaking out, lost the puck, however, and it's taken away by Fargo in their own zone now. Dines with the puck, lost it to Lesperance in neutral ice. Nice job by Lesperance, dumps it in deep. Could have rushed with the puck, but I think the Storm were getting a change going. Lesperance would rather dump and chase. Eastman on the ice. Almost created a turnover, but now it's taken away by Harms. On cross ice, out of the left circle, was Calvin's came over, shot towards the net, gets deflected behind the net. I don't think Matt's going to make a save there. Now a long cross-ice pass is too far out of the reach of the defensive Neil Goff. Goff has to retreat with his defensive partner, Taylor Fleming. Fleming picks up the puck, gets it to Polkamp. Polkamp moves in on side of the Storm zone, and the puck goes all the way down. Eastman gets thrown into the boards. No whistle. As Ward takes it away, and now skate out of the zone. Ward, long cross-ice pass, gets deflected up in the air. Ward gets to the pass. Now Vecchione had it. It was taken away. Here comes Arntz. Arntz with some speed. Eli May on defense. Nice job. Arntz stops at the bottom of the circle. Moves it over to Polkamp. Down low for Gage Torrell. Torrell gets hit by Ward. Keeps on his feet for a second. Now he's on his knees trying to play the puck. Ward ties him up, but it's picked up by Arntz. Arntz at the left circle throws one, and Mattsson, and it score. The Fargo Force get a goal. I believe it was deflected in front. Nate Arntz was the player who threw the puck towards the center. And Johan Mattsson surrenders his first goal of the game. It's a 5-3 score. As I take a look at the instant replay, tough to see if there was another player that got a stick on that one, or if it went by Mattsson without being deflected, but either way, it went under Mattsson. 9:56 remaining in this game, and it's a big blow to the Storm, surrendering a 5-3. They give the goal, I believe, to Matt Polkamp, who had it in front. Now another chance here for Fargo. Booth with a 2-on-1. Booth evades Maller. Chance in front. Another shot. Mattsson made three saves, and it didn't go past the line. couple big rebounds there. Now, good job by Vecchione harassing Booth and knocking the puck out of the zone. Storm trail by two goals after a Fargo goal. Lappin gets hit. And also another Storm player was down behind the play there, Gabriel. Now the Storm throw it all the way down. They were able to keep the puck through all that. And they got it in the Fargo zone. Now it's back into neutral ice as it's Diedenbach who got hit. Booth has the puck, dumps it in deep. Johan Mattsson out of his net, left it for Glukowski. And now Hrabowski. 9 minutes remaining in this one. The Storm trailing 5-3 after a late goal from Fargo. Shot goes wide of the net from Fargo as Glukowski gets to it in the far side corner. They move it around to Hrabowski. And now Lesperance will rush it out of the zone. Nice leave off for Lappin in neutral ice. Lappin, wrist shot gets deflected over into the far side corner. Now Lappin once again. Got it back, and it came out for Maller, but it's intercepted by the Fargo Force. Diedenbach moves in onside on the right side. Try to leave it for Tontanato. Taken away. Here come the Storm. Lesperance, and who else is with him? Cutler Martin joining the rush. Martin goes in deep to chase the puck. Try to move it around for McMurphy. He did, but McMurphy lost it there to Tontanato. Actually, that was Captain Dominic Roccobaldo who had the puck for Fargo. Now it'll be taken out of the zone by Harms, almost intercepted by the Storm. But now they do get it on their sticks as Hrabowski's got it in the near side corner of the Storm zone. Finds Pedden. Now a long cross-ice pass. It's intercepted by Arntz. Arntz keeps it in, gets taken down, moves the puck, and that pass was blocked by Pedden. Nice job. And the Storm come away with it. Here comes Trevor Moore. Moore in onside. Gets stopped nicely. Good defensive play by Chris Dines. Cleared around in the near side wall. And Fargo's got it. It's Arntz. Arntz moves in onside. Almost lost the puck, but now gets it back. Long cross-ice pass to Dines. Throws one towards the net. Brian Ward blocked that one. Nice pass to Vecchione in neutral ice. Vecchione with some space. Slap shot. Nice save there by Jensen with the glove. And he holds on. 7:28 left in this game. The Storm trail 5-3 in this one. 30 shots on goal for the Fargo Force, and the biggest one right now in the third period was from their forward Matthew Polkamp. The deflection came Nate Arntz. And Nate Arntz with a big time assist there as the Storm won the draw in the Fargo zone. Now they lost the puck, but they get it back before it left the zone. Cutler Martin tries to throw one towards the net, but Gomez was in front of it, got a block. Now Polkamp's got a rush, tries to beat Martin. Nice job. Cutler Martin does a great job taking him away there, and Gomez takes a hit. Martin on the far side moves up to Vecchione. Vecchione up for Bonner. Bonner takes a hit, move back onto sticks of Fargo, and a chance in front, deflected wide. Big time opportunity there for Torrell. Storm can't clear the zone yet. Now Martin gets to it and gets it to Gomez. Gomez at the red line just dumps it in deep. Goes off on a line change. Lappin will skate on the forecheck and ends up almost creating a turnover there. Cotton came in as well. Came out of the zone. Glukowski dumps it back in to the Fargo zone. 6:33 remaining in this one. The Storm trailing 5-3 to the Fargo right point. Over to Lafrance. Away. We'll go for icing on Fargo. Here's a big moment in the game here for the Storm. They have a two-goal deficit trying to get back into this one. And they need to do it here. Offensive zone faceoff. Fargo can't change off the icing. Trevor Moore, Brian Ward, McMurphy, the top line out with Hrabowski and Maller. This is a big opportunity here for the Storm if they can win this draw. They do. Ward gets to it off the win. Ward down low. Trevor Moore left it over for McMurphy. McMurphy in the near side corner now stops for Ward. Ward trying to get around his man. He couldn't clear it around. Maller kept in for a second. Storm able to keep it in for a second, but now it came out. Maller had it roll off his stick. Puts it in a neutral ice. Trevor Moore calms it down there. Moore will rush back in. Takes it in the zone. Banks it off a skate for Ward. Ward over to the near side corner now trying to fight and get Nolan Glukowski, his first goal of the season. And the Storm are back within one. 5 minutes and 35 seconds left. The play was made by the captain, Brian Ward. He'll get the first assist on that one. And the Storm with a big-time goal have gotten within one. 5:35 left in this one. It's been a wild one here on a Sunday afternoon. And we'll see if the Storm have enough in them to get back and tie this game. They trail by one. Nolan Glukowski with his first goal of the season. He had three assists to that point. And it was a great pass by Brian Ward. Found Glukowski, and he didn't miss from the right part of the slot. And Ward, big-time pass there, as the Storm have made it a one-goal game. Fargo had the puck in the Storm zone. Now it's taken away by Vecchione. Two-on-two with Gomez in onside. Down to Bonner. Back to Vecchione in front for Pettin, and it's a big-time save from the goaltender, Brendan Jensen. Pettin, the back door, had a lot of room, but he shot it right into the chest of Jensen, just trying to one-time it there. Best opportunity that Pettin's had here as a member of the Storm. Long, dangerous crossing pass to Bonner in the middle of the zone. Storm trying to clear. They can't. Turn back over to Fargo at the top of the left circle. Down low deflection. Mattson had to get down to make a save. Rebound bounces around to the near side corner. Gomez picks it up on the near side wall. Gets taken away. Now Bonner doing work. Pops up to Gomez, who gloves it down and plays it into neutral ice. Nice pass to Vecchione. Vecchione gets to it and gets to the red line, excuse me, and dumps in deep. Storm get that first line of Moore, Ward, and McMurphy right back out on the ice. Not much of a rest there. Trying to tie this game up. Arntz has it. Dumps it in deep to the Storm zone. Maller on the backboards. Able to get the puck to Glukowski. Now Trevor Moore. Moore out of his own zone and neutral ice. With a lot of speed. Fighting with Murphy and Ward. Moore with a long shot. Gets saved by Jensen with the right pad. Rebound still loose. Glukowski picks it up at the right point. Glukowski banks it off the far side boards. To Moore. Down low to McMurphy. McMurphy finds Moore. Moore behind the net now. Leaves it for Ward. Ward stops behind the net. He's looking to continue the cycle. Ward still looking. Moves towards the front of the net. Bouncing puck. Nobody was there. And it's taken away by Fargo. Polkamp's got it. Neutral ice. Polkamp gets... Nice defensive play there for... And we've got a one-goal game. It's 5-4 with 3:43 remaining in the game. We get a stoppage for a timeout. I believe a media timeout when you're here with under 4 minutes left to go on this one. It's been a wild one. The Tri-City Storm trailed 4-1 early on in the second period. They allowed three goals in the first 8 minutes of the second period for Dave Gust, Dominic Tottenato, and Alex Iafallo. However, the Storm scored goals from Cutler Martin and Tim Bonner to make it 4-3. They went down 5-3 in the third period about halfway through, when Polkamp scored almost exactly halfway through the third period at 10:04. But 4 minutes later, Nolan Glukowski gets his first goal of the season from Brian Ward, and he makes it a one-goal game. It's 5-4. It's been an up-and-down effort here from the Storm, and they've got to play 3 minutes of almost 4 minutes, 3:43 left of good hockey to try to get back in their fighting for some points here at home this weekend after getting 4 points on the road last weekend, in danger of not getting any this weekend at home. A 5-0 loss to Sioux Falls back on Friday, and now they trail 5-4 here at home to the Fargo Force. Fargo wins the draw. They move in onside. Iafallo gets taken off the puck nicely, and here come the Storm. Hrabowski, a pass behind Gomez, banks off the sideboards and into the zone, gets taken back out by Fargo, but Gomez fights for it at the line, puts it back in, not deep. Gomez fighting for it once again. Tried to dump it deep. It was blocked. Kept in by Cutler Martin. Batted around with a few hands. And Bonner gets it on his stick. Throws it into the skates of Vecchione. Didn't know where it was. Martin keeps it in again at the point. Throws one. A bouncing puck towards the net. Nice save by Jensen as it came from at an unexpected time. Bonner with two goals on the night. Behind the net. Finds Vecchione. Bonner still working with the puck. He falls down. Vecchione trying to pry it free. Hrabowski kept it in on the far side wall. Now it's chipped up and kept in by Gomez at the right point. He throws a shot that gets blocked. Now down low to Bonner. Up in the air it goes, and it gets taken away around the boards. Cutler Martin stops in there and cuts it off. Keeps it in. Now it's wrapped around the other side. The far side, Stormer on a change. Goes out of the zone. Lukowski's got a 2:35 remaining in this game. Storm trailing by one goal. Trying to get back in it. They trail 5-4. Lukowski cross ice pass with Trevor Moore. Moore deflects it into the Fargo zone. Picked up by the Fargo defense, and now Gulkowski keeps it in Moore with a little deflection, and Jensen gets a hold of it and hops on top. Moore's deflection, probably going wide. Jensen grabbed it with a stick, slowed it down, and hopped on top. 2:17 left to go in this game. As I said, it's been up and down here, but thanks for joining us on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The Storm trail 5-4, 2:17 remaining. Offensive zone faceoff. Ward won it. They put it deep. Moved around by Fleming. Stopped and kept in by Ward. Tried to find McMurphy, but the pass went behind him. Now Ward gets it back on a stick. Held it in for a second, but Fargo now has it in neutral ice. Moving in onside. Nice play by Tottenato. Gets around the first defender, Roboski, but he turns it back over to Ward. Here comes Ward with a two-on-two with Moore in onside. Nice pass to Moore. He's got room, but he lost the puck. Moore gets it back on his stick. Long shift for these guys playing a lot of minutes here late in this game. Fleming clears it around for Pedden. Pedden in the far side corner. Goaltender is net. Matson leaves his net. The net is empty for the Storm. Down one, 1:34 remaining. With the puck in the offensive zone. Quick shot from Moore, and it's a save for Jensen. Had that one all the way. Jensen had that one all the way, and he makes the save on Trevor Moore. 1:30 remaining in this game. The Storm trail 5-4 right now. And where faceoff is going to be to the left of the goaltender. Bonner throws it towards the goal after the draw. Save made. Ward has it. Ward at the top of the right circle, and it gets deflected out of the zone. Gukowski racing for it in his own zone. Gukowski is there. And now he dumps it in deep. Picked up by Fargo. Now on the far side, they clear it all the way down. It's going to be an icing here. Cutler-Martin's got a race to it. 1:02 left when the clock stops. Storm have an empty net right now, trailing by one goal to the Fargo Force. 5-4 is the score. We'll see if the Storm elect to call a timeout. Actually, they called one earlier in the game, so they don't have one. As it's Ward, Moore, and Vecchione, along with Bonner, Gukowski, and Roboski. Quick shot off the draw from that. Gets blocked. Rebound goes over to Bonner. Bonner finds Gukowski. Shot. Save in front. Rebound. Gets knocked out of the zone. Glukowski's right there. Now it's moved in neutral ice. The Storm take it away. They dump it in. It goes towards the empty net. Glukowski's got a race, and he keeps it out. Another chance. It goes off the side of the net. Gukowski with 40 seconds left. Bonner's got it now. Bonner racing up the ice. Finds Vecchione in on the top of the right circle. Shot gets deflected into the near side corner. 30 seconds left in the game. Tri-City bound by one. Shot by Roboski gets blocked in the air, taken away. Blocked in neutral ice by Roboski, trying to come back in, and the Storm were offsides. So we get a stoppage with 20 seconds left in this game. The Tri-City Storm trail by one goal here. It's been a tough battle for both teams, really trying to get things going here late in the game for the Storm. They trail by one. Faceoff is won by the Storm. Cutler-Martin up to Bonner. In onside. Moore. Long cross-ice pass down low to nobody. Force pick it up. They clear it. It stays in from Cutler-Martin. 9 seconds left. Storm trying to fight to get a shot. Bonner keeps it in. 5 seconds left at the top of the left circle. Bonner towards the net. Bouncing puck in front, and that'll do it. Storm can't get a shot off late in the game. Had a couple opportunities, but dropped this one by a final score of 5-4 to the Fargo Force. They got behind early in the second period. Could not come all the way back. A valiant attempt from the Storm to get back in this game, but they dropped this one 5-4, the final score. Fargo takes the first matchup of the year between these two teams, and the Storm come up empty on the weekend after a loss on Friday. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a few moments with the Old Chicago post-game show here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. KLIQ.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
How hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Bosch Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
This is the Tri-City Storm post-game show on The Breeze 94.5. Let's go back to the booth for the recap, stats, and a chat with the coach of your Tri-City Storm.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center. The Tri-City Storm dropped this one tonight to the Fargo Forest by a final score of 5-4. Welcome inside the Old Chicago post-game show. I'm Jared Shaffrin. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. As a tough one here for the Storm, they drop it 5-4 to Fargo. And obviously, a tough game for the Storm. It was up and down. A lot of different changes in the score here, and really, they hurt themselves when they allowed three goals at the beginning of the second period, never came all the way back. But Jim Bonner started things off with a big-time goal 1 minute and 4 seconds into this game. His offensive production had been missed to this point, and tonight he definitely gave the Storm a boost offensively. A big goal 1 minute and 4 seconds in from Vecchione and Ruslan Pedden. Pedden gets his first point as a member of the Storm. He had a good night here tonight. Be interesting to see what the Storm do with him for the coming games when they start to get some players back from injury. Gabe Gertler tied the game with a shorthanded goal, 2-on-1, unassisted shorthanded goal at 17:58 of that first period. That was absolutely the momentum changer in this one, as Gertler came down on a turnover and he was able to shoot a wrist shot pass, Christian Fry. The Storm had played very well up to that point. However, after that, things changed. The Storm allowed three goals in the beginning of the second period after that late first period goal. Dave Gust and then Dominic Tontonato and finally Alex Iafallo three goals in 3 minutes in the beginning of the second period. The Storm went down 4-1, and Cutler Martin and Tim Bonner brought them back to within 4-3. At the end of the second period, Bonner scores a goal with just 25 seconds remaining in the period. He banked one off a Fargo skate in front and got his second goal of the night. Cutler Martin scored just 3 minutes before that at 16:06 of the second period from Ryan McMurphy and Brian Ward. And Martin, on a wraparound, got his own rebound after a shot from the left point and put home his first USHL goal. Congratulations to Cutler Martin for that one. But the game was 4-3 at the end of two periods. In the third period, it was scoreless for the first half. Matthew Polkamp came in with an unassisted goal at 10:04. That might have to be, we might have to add an assist on that goal from Dave Gust, I believe. Possibly, or Nate Arntz actually might want to get an assist on that goal from Polkamp scored the goal. Arntz threw it in front before it was deflected in at 10:04, and that was a tough one for the Storm. They go down by two goals, and Nolan Glukowski made it a one-goal game with a goal from Brian Ward at 14:25, but it wasn't enough. The Storm had a few chances with the empty net, could not get one, another one past the goaltender, Brendan Jensen. And the Storm came up short here today. 5-4, the final score. No penalties in that third period. Christian Fry made just 13 saves on 17 shots. In the first 28 minutes, the game was replaced by Johan Mattsson for the final 29:58. So almost 30 minutes that Mattsson was in there. And he made 13 saves on 14 shots. Brendan Jensen, with 31 saves on 35 shots, gets the win. Fargo take a 5-4 win. That's your Stadler Implement game recap. Stadler Implement makes farming it easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. The three stars of the game presented by New West here tonight. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. Three stars of the game here tonight. The third star goes to Dave Gust, who had both a goal and an assist for the Fargo Force in the win. Gust gets the third star. Second star goes to Tim Bonner of the Storm. Gets two goals, two big goals. One in the first period, one late in the second period. Both, one really early, 1 minute and 4 seconds in, and then the other one with 25 seconds left. In the second period, Bonner gets his second and third goals of the season. He gets the second star. The first star to Matt Polkamp scored the game-winning goal on this one, and it was a big-time goal for Fargo Force, making them with a 5-3 lead at that time. And the Storm scored one late from Nolan Glukowski. Congratulations to Nolan for scoring his first goal of the season. But it wasn't enough. Pulled the Storm within 5-4. And they fell by that score. The Dent Popper Grinder of the Night. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Storm Grinder of the Night here tonight goes to the defenseman, Cutler Martin, scoring his first ever USHL goal and making some great plays. Very heads up play by Cutler Martin here today allows the Storm to get close, but they fall 5-4. We're going to take a quick break here on the Old Chicago post-game show. When we come back, we'll have one of the coaches of the Tri-City Storm in here for a quick interview after the 5-4 loss. We'll take the break here and we'll be right back on your radio network for Storm Hockey, The Breeze, 94.5.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with pillow-top beds for a great night's sleep to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the Storm. conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
Pfft, how hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Like a Coke Zero, please?
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Storm fans, you can now bring the exciting action of Storm Hockey to Tri-City Area Charities and Nonprofit Organizations. To participate, donate unused or pre-purchased tickets to the Viero Event Center box office. The Storm then match your donation to maximize your generosity. All donated tickets will be distributed to various nonprofit organizations and charities so those who may not otherwise have an opportunity can witness the thrill that is Storm Hockey. Find out more about Storm tickets for charity. Visit stormhockey.com or call the box office 308-338-8011.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
This is the Tri-City Storm post-game show on The Breeze 94.5. Let's go back to the booth for the recap, stats, and a chat with the coach of your Tri-City Storm.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm take a loss to the Fargo Force here tonight. The final score, 5-4, up and down game. A lot of chances for either side. Storm with some good offensive output, but ultimately could not come all the way back. I'm joined by head coach Josh Howgie here in the Old Chicago post-game show. And, Coach, obviously probably a tough one to swallow here. Team works hard after allowing three early goals in the second period to get back into the game, and just looks like he just came up a little bit short.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely battled hard and gave ourselves a chance to win there at the end. A 3 or 4 minute span where we made some pretty big mistakes, and that was the detriment for our hockey team. I mean, it was the same mistakes that we made that have cost us. So hopefully we can realize it and learn from it, because we can't continue to make the same mistake, and that's taking care of the pucks in the neutral zone and just winning that front battles.
You get two goals tonight from Tim Bonner, a guy who's been struggling on offense early on in the season. Seemed like, especially early on in the game, his line, the second line there of Gomez, Bonner, and Vecchione, really visible out there, getting a lot of shots on net. Obviously something you got to be happy to see from that line there.
Yeah, I mean, it was a big step for those guys, and it's only a matter of time before those guys start producing. And, you know, tonight it was Tim Bonner. I mean, great effort by him. He really got us going right away. It was one of our goals. We wanted to get the first goal and get it in the first 10 minutes. We get it, made it into the game. Some positive steps, but it's just we're coming up a little bit short right now, and we can make the excuse.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and online at thinkmidway.com.
Two tough losses at home this weekend. How do you get back on track?
It's going to be a difficult task. I mean, they're a great hockey club, and they're going to be ready to go. We need it, though. I mean, we get Garrett Cecier back from injury. That'll give us a little bit of a boost, and, we're going to have to be, on our A game, because, like I said, I mean, they're a very good team, and it's going to be a tough game, but one that, it should be a lot of fun for us. And nothing better than giving it another chance, and you got a chance here on Wednesday.
All right, Coach Josh Howgie, thanks for joining us here in the Old Chicago post-game show. Once again, Storm drop 5-4 here at Fargo tonight.
Thanks a lot.
So we'll look to the next game for the Storm will be on Wednesday night. Day game for the Storm. They'll be home at 7:05. Drop in that one. We'll take a quick check of the out-of-town scoreboard before we sign off. Once again, the other games went final earlier than us. Green Bay with a 3-2 win over Youngstown, and Indiana with a win at home over the Chicago Steel the following afternoon. They got down and could not come all the way back. Congratulations to both defenseman Cutler Martin and defenseman Nolan Glukowski for scoring their first goals for the Storm here this season. And the Storm will look to the Dubuque game on Wednesday to try to get back in the win column. Want to thank everybody back at the Breeze and Caleb for pushing all the buttons to have us getting on air here today. Thank everybody at the Storm for helping me get on air. And also want to thank Dana Wright coming on during the first intermission report. We will see you and talk to you on Wednesday night with the Storm face Dubuque, 7:05 p.m. right here at the Viero Event Center. Thanks for tuning in. Until then, have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5. Storm Hockey is brought to you by the following Storm fans: Viero Wireless, Central Hydraulics, Nebraska Lottery, Complete Nutrition, Burger King, Staffler Implement, Best Western, Dent Popper, Bud Light, the Midway Auto Group, Coca-Cola, New West Sports Medicine, Valentino's Pizza, Blue Cross Blue Shield. Join us again next time on The Breeze 94.5, KLIQ, Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island. The preceding has been a presentation of the Tri-City Storm.